These are things, communal sacrifices, which we're going to have to make. Because we just don't have the money. Look at this nonsense.
We now join the Silver, the Silver Streaks on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. Mike Perry and Jim Lee are kicking off the pregame show now.
WGIL, Galesburg Radio 14. The following is a WGIL sports presentation. Silver Streaks boys basketball.
Gets a step down the lane. Scoop shot left hand. Good. Back the other way. Down the lane. Libby. Contact. No foul. Weaver. Offensive rebound. Good.
The garbage man showed up. Weaver that time. Usually hustling. And when you hustle, you get some points like that.
Back to Dalton Davis. He's going to fire a long three. Got it. Big basket there.
Here's Mike Perry and Jim Lee with the pregame show on Galesburg Radio 14. WGIL.
A rare Tuesday night high school boys basketball game in terms of Galesburg. A lot of games postseason around the area and a regular season game tonight. Galesburg at Peoria Notre Dame in a non-conference affair. A game that was originally scheduled to be played last Saturday. To this day, I'm not sure why they switched it, but they did. And here we are in the midst of a senior night. We would have gotten away without sitting through a senior night. Had the game been played Saturday. That's probably not true, though, because I think on their schedule, Galesburg was the final game of the regular season. So either way, we probably were going to get stuck with one. But, hey, we've seen three opposing senior nights in seasons past, and so we're stuck with one this year, and it's not at Quincy, which could take even longer. But that's going on here at Peoria Notre Dame. A lot of seniors, the cheerleaders, the players. Galesburg will get a chance to do the game on Friday night when Quincy comes to town, and very anxious for that ball game. I know the player is very much sky high to play it after that disappointing game at Blue Devil Gym, which they led by better than 20 points, 21-point lead at one point. They gave 19 at half and eventually lost the ball game. But got to take care of business tonight. Went to Moline, saw the three-game winning streak snapped. Convincingly by a team that played just really, really well that night in Moline. And then they turned around the next night, went to Lincoln and got smacked 48-33 to a very good Lincoln team. I think they're 23-4 or something along that line. So Moline denied its 20th win of a season in that one, and they're now 19-5. No matter what, they wrap up the Western Big Six crown. Only one other Big Six team playing tonight, United Township, on the road at Rochelle. Rochelle, typically a high-scoring team. UT, hard to figure them out. Seen them play well at times and put some points on the board. They've got the Western Big Six Conference's leading scorer in Cannon Burridge, but never know. But they're going to have some offense tonight against a Rochelle team that likes to get up and down the floor and score in the 60s, 70s, sometimes even the 80s. So fairly good-sized crowd here tonight. Bizarre setup, frustrating at times. We're on the scorer's table last year, crunched in like sardines, and now we're back-to-back on a balcony with other media as people try to walk through to get down to the lower level. So it was confirmed earlier in the week that we were set and got here and we were not set. So frustrating as it may be, we're here. We're ready to see a good basketball game tonight. Hopefully a win for Galesburg would be a very big win in terms of quality win. I could add this one to the list if you could do it. You look at Peoria Notre Dame and their record at 14-10. That's very deceiving. And I mean that in the sense that for a couple of reasons, they are a member of the Mid-State 6 Conference, and that's about as good as it gets in boys basketball. Peoria Emanuel playing tonight. This in the Class 2A Canton Regional, the number one seed. They're rated number one in the state in 2A, and they won the Mid-State 6 Conference with a 6-2 record. And they're 20-7. Talk about a deceiving record here. A team in Peoria Central that is 12-12, but went 5-3 and finished second in their conference. And Peoria Notre Dame at 14-10, finished at a 4-4 record, coming off a very one-sided victory against Peoria Woodruff. Woodruff, I've seen this happen to them a couple times. They jump out to a big lead, 17-10 at the end of the first quarter, and then Notre Dame put it together in the second quarter, went nuts, outscored them 19-6. And from that point on, 32-23 to win the game by double figures, 61-46. And this is a very good basketball team. They're very balanced. It's not one guy at all who can beat you. They got size, Max Biefeldt, a 6'6 center, post center, a very big kid who's getting some Division I looks. Nick Rochford, another guy who is getting a lot of looks from the likes of Southern Illinois and some other mid-majors. He can play. Good guard. And Charlie Bryant, he can play. They've got Tyler Less, and the name should sound familiar if you're familiar with Bradley basketball. Head coach Jim Le is the dad of Tyler Less, and the dad, he can shoot the basketball. He's had numerous games of multiple threes, had six in a game recently. I went back to the State Farm Holiday Classic and looked at the numbers from there. And Tyler Less, pretty good tournament there. And they had a good tournament as well. Lost to Springfield, so we know a little bit about what we might expect from them. Played Grays Lake Central in the first game and tore them up. Big second quarter like Woodruff, so something to keep an eye on tonight, even if Galesburg gets off to a quick start. Watch out for that second quarter. They outscored Grays Lake Central 17-7 in the second quarter, wound up with a 19-point win, 64-45. Tyler Less, 10 points in that game. He had three from long distance, all three of his team's threes. Less, a couple of threes when they lost to Rockton Hononega in the quarterfinals, 44-40. That's a very, very good game. And one of the opposites holds true. They get outscored in the second quarter in that one after leading by seven. In the first quarter, jumped out to a 15-8 lead and lost the ball game by four, and it was the second quarter that cost them, outscored 11-2. But Tyler Less, again, a guy who shot the ball well, a couple of threes in that ball game. They then played Rock Falls and destroyed them. Had a 22-6 lead after the first quarter, never threatened in the ball game, and Less in that game, 5 3-point field goals. He led his team with 23 points. You get the idea. He can flat-out shoot the basketball. Lost to Springfield in the fifth-place game, 59-55. Found themselves down big after a big third quarter by Springfield. Notre Dame a 20-11 edge in the fourth, but far than enough, not nearly enough, as they lost the ball game 59-55. They shoot free throws well. They were 25 out of 27 from the line in that game. Less had a couple of threes. Rochford led him in scoring with 13. Max Biefeldt, an off night for him in that game with just 5 points, but he had 16 in the win against Rock Falls and had a double-figure game against Rockton Hononega. And then you look at the numbers, 17 points in the win against Grays Lake. And then they got another guy, two other guys, Marcus Freeman and Justin Smith, who can also hit you with double figures. So it's a very balanced approach, a very fundamentally sound team. Just 7 turnovers against Peoria Woodruff. Woodruff committed 15. They're good on the boards, a lot like Galesburg. Similar style, they'll bang you around. 26 rebounds, Biefeldt had 8 to go along with 14 points in the win against Woodruff. Woodruff, 22 rebounds, so fewer turnovers, more rebounds, and very efficient on the offensive end. Didn't shoot especially well, right about 40%, 3 of 8 from three-point range, made 18 of 25 from the line. But you can see they go to the basket, 25 free-throw attempts. Galesburg, very similar, get about 23 free-throw attempts a game. Galesburg, though, the percentage not quite where you want it to be, at around 63% as they come out on the floor. But it's going to be a good ball tonight. They have their work cut out for them. Notre Dame has won the last three meetings in 2005, 06, 83, 79. Here in this building, a fun game. My first year here, beat Galesburg 60-62. And last year just trounced the streaks at John Thiel Gymnasium. Could do no wrong. Won 74-54 in that game. They lead the all-time series. This is just the ninth meeting between the two schools, 5-3. It was dominating in terms of Notre Dame in the sophomore game. They made Galesburg look bad and won it 63-41. We are seeing solid play from two guys in particular, Victor Davis and Brandon Thompson. Brandon Thompson now getting in the double-figure column rather regularly after trying to gain that confidence. 11 points in the win against Eisenhower, had a career-high, varsity career-high 17 of the game against Alleman that was won by Galesburg, and then 11 against Moline, including 3 3-point field goals. And Victor Davis continues to play extremely good basketball. He will be a major key tonight. And Caleb Weaver, he's got to score some points. Just 2 points and a couple rebounds of a loss at Moline. He's got to do much more. Davis, fourth consecutive game in double figures. His sixth in the last seven. He's had a 21-point, 17-rebound outing, an 18-point, 10-rebounding outing, 13 points, 14 rebounds against Solomon, and 13 points and 7 rebounds of early foul trouble against Moline, or those numbers would have been pumped up. Tanner Libby, played pretty solid basketball late, 15 in the win against Alleman, just 6 in the game against Moline. He's got to stay out of foul trouble. Be interesting to see who he matches up with in this game. It may be Les, and Les will try and take him out on the perimeter. Eddie Matthews is the head coach. He's been here for 7 years now. Basketball player in his high school and college days, and he's doing a fine job at the helm of Peoria Notre Dame. The interviews, pregame interviews from Jim Lee, brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Eddie Matthews, our guest next on the pregame. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breedlove signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I heart Breedloves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breedloves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I heart Breedloves.
Two things instead of one thing becomes a new thing called a hybrid. The concept works in cars and seed corn, and now it works in heating systems for your home. And it comes along just in time for increased propane costs this winter. A home hybrid heating system calculates the most efficient source of energy and switches from one to the other as needed automatically. Where can you get such a thing? Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Peoria Notre Dame head coach Eddie Matthews joins us, and good to see you again, Coach. It seems like we, even if we're not on the regular season schedule, we see you sometime every year, and it's good to be back over here.
Yeah, it appears to be. I know we've had a nice relationship with Galesburg and have played each other here at least for 4 years that I can remember. So
played since Brian Randall was playing back at the tournament, I know.
Yeah, and then we had to see each other in the tournament. So, you know, it's always, you know, to have, for me, and looking at a schedule to have the tradition of the basketball from Galesburg and show the kids and talk about the history. It's always a good relationship that we've had.
Last year you put it on us pretty good over at Galesburg. 2 years ago we played you pretty tough over here, better than we thought we would, but you've had some real good athletes here for a number of years, haven't you?
Well, I think we have. You know, I like the way that our teams have played over the past. The one thing that I can say that I am real happy about is that our kids play hard. And I think they represent our school and their parents and the coaching staff, the way that they play and that they act, and that's what I'm most proud of. First we're developing men and then basketball players, but I also want to win, and we were 20-6 2 years ago and 19-8 last year, and this team's a little bit younger, but maybe we've been through enough. Maybe we can go on a little run. We'll see.
You've got a sophomore in the post that's getting a lot of interest. Tell us about him.
Max Biefeldt, 6'6", entered school at 6'1", about three-quarters way through his freshman year. He couldn't tuck in that. You know, he grew like 4 inches. He is real good around the basket, soft hands, big body. It's something that we really haven't had. You know, bigger body. And we go to him, and he's making better decisions on when double teams are coming. I think he's got to get touches in our offense. He's getting some early looks, some feelers. People are coming and hearing about him. The big men are kind of at a low around the country, and so we've Illinois, and he's getting some looks. He grows a couple more inches, he'll go big time.
And of course, the other high-profile player, former Bradley great Jim Les, his son plays here. And of course, you're not totally unfamiliar with being a Bradley great. You were one yourself, but still brings a lot of extra attention to the school, doesn't it?
Well, it brings a lot of extra attention to Tyler for sure. And of course, the our program, it's certainly mentioned when people talk about Tyler, and he handles it great. And my relationship with his dad is good. He was coming in from Cleveland State during my junior year, so I had to take him around on his visit. So, we go back that far. But I think mostly what Jim wants is He wants to be a dad and watch his kid enjoy the high school experience and being on a team. And so he's been real great to work with. And, you know, Ty's been shooting real well all year. He's over 50% from three. And, you know, the team's still kind of figuring each other out a little bit. You know, when Ty's open and when Max is open, and a lot of it goes through Nick Rochford, who is our point guard. He's been a point guard with us since his freshman year. He knows what I want out there, and I want the ball in his hands, and I want him making the decisions.
As you look ahead to the postseason, you feel good about this team's chances of doing some damage?
I feel good about it. The way it lined up a little difficult for us. We ended up in a play-in game, and play Woodruff first, and we've beat them twice, but once was overtime, and we caught them on a hot shooting night just last week. And then and if we win, we play the number one rated team in our area, Central, who's beaten Richwoods twice, and we've beaten Richwoods twice, and they've been rated in state all year. And then if we get by Central, then Richards will be sitting there waiting. They play Limestone. They beat them easily when they played recently. So it won't be easy, but I would not be surprised to see the Irish on the top of that.
Finally, your thoughts on the Galesburg matchup tonight.
This is what I told our guys. This is what I think. You know, the intensity of Coach Reynolds and what's the way that we played him this summer, and what I saw and talking to coaches is, it's like you're going to go to school, and you with your lunch money, and you know there's going to be somebody there that's going to take your lunch money. So you're either going to stand up and fight for your lunch money, or you're going to give it up. And that's the way we kind of going to approach this.
All right, finally, you're starting five then tonight, Coach.
We're going to senior night for us, so we're going to start Ryan Jones and Cello Bryant at the guards. And John Sanderson, 6'6 senior, is going to start, along with Marcus Freeman, and then we'll have Nick Rochford at the point. And then won't be long, you'll see Biefeld and Les.
You can leave them out as long as you want.
No, they'll be in there.
Coach, always a pleasure. Take care and best wishes.
Hey, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Right. Eddie Matthews, head coach of Notre Dame, our guest on the Silver Streaks pregame on WGIL.
Pratty Insurance in Galesburg and Pekin Insurance are offering a revolutionary return of premium term life insurance policy that offers a money-back guarantee. Here's how it works. Your beneficiary receives a death benefit if you die, but if you live, Pekin Insurance will give you back all the premiums you have paid. No questions asked. It's available with affordable guaranteed level premium for periods of 20 or 30 years. Don't hesitate to visit your local Pekin Insurance agency, Pratty Insurance, today.
Dealing with this economy, it's stressful.
I'm looking for solid and stable.
I need a feeling of security. I can't find that at a bank.
What I wanted and needed, I found at a credit union.
Credit unions aren't about paying shareholders.
Their mission is more personal, more responsible.
I find that very reassuring.
More than ever, credit unions are a safe haven. Savings are insured.
Plenty of loan money is available.
And rates are low.
When I ask myself what to do now,
I chose a credit union.
I belong to a credit union.
You can too.
Find a credit union that's right for you
at ibelong.org.
Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds joins us now in the pregame. And coach, into a tough place to play in here, Peoria Notre Dame. It's their senior night, and even with a 14-10 record, some might not think this is a very good team. This is a real good basketball team, isn't it?
Yeah, I think, you know, 14-10 is awful deceiving. You know, they play in one of the tougher conferences, much like we do in the state of Illinois, and it, on a daily basis, they got to bring their A game, and you know, they've got some head shaking losses. I think they, you know, when you beat a team like Dunlap a couple times, you beat a team like Richwoods a couple times, you go to Dunlap and lose, you kind of shake your head, but you know, young guys, so those things happen when you got young players, and I think, you know, what we need to do tonight is get back to our brand of basketball, which is defensive, physical basketball, and be ready to go, because we obviously didn't show that on Friday, and I'm not very happy, the kids aren't very happy, and I think we'll have a better mindset out tonight.
Well, with Notre Dame, I had a coach one time told me, you give me a good big man and a guard that can shoot, and I can play with anybody, and that's what they've got, it sounds like.
Yeah, and they, you know, they've actually got some other, you know, the other two guards are pretty experienced guys. They I don't think they shoot it as well maybe as Tyler Les does, but they obviously can handle it, and the ball needs to go where they want it to go. And they're a very, very, very intelligent team, and they're much like playing a normal U-High, but probably with a lot more talent. You know, they're going to be a disciplined team and make sure the ball goes where it needs to go. And And sometimes we struggled against teams like that because if you end up chasing the ball like our sophomore team in the first half did, you end up down 12 or 13 points, and you certainly don't want to start chasing these guys because they'll spread the floor much like all the Peoria teams do, and you certainly want them chasing you instead of you chasing them.
In fact, you saw them, scouted them at the State Farm Tournament. They got the runner-up there, and you thought they looked real sharp. Do they use a lot of pressure, or do they fall back?
Well, they got, you know, not second place, but second place in the consolation or whatever, or third place, and then they, you know, they mix up the defenses. They're going to play some 2-3 zone when you start to get comfortable against their man-to-man. You know, they don't have an abundance of quickness, but they do get up and pressure you. The one good thing they have is they've got smart kids that are in the right place all the time. So, you know, they can run about any defense they want, and they've had to run. They had to play against good athletes. So, you know, you bring a guy like Victor Davis in, they aren't shell-shocked by seeing a guy like that after they've played Manuel and those guys. And not that Victor wouldn't be one of the best players in the league in the Mid-State 6, he would be, but they're not going to be shell-shocked. They're certainly going to be ready to defend him.
Yeah. Well, again, we've talked about a talented sophomore class all over the state, and their big kid's just a sophomore, right?
Yeah, the one time I scouted him, another time I scouted him in person when they played New Trier and beat them by 30, which doesn't happen very often. You know, Michigan State, California, Illinois were all there watching, and you know, I got a feeling it was because that 6'6 big kid was there, and he grew 4 inches over the summer, so he's got a lot of guard skills to go along with that, which has made him more marketable. Certainly, we've got to be have our A game defensively, or it's going to be a long night for the Streaks.
Any new wrinkles for the Streaks in practice this week? Anything we need to know about?
Nothing you probably need to know about, but yeah, there's been some wrinkles, and I don't know if we'll show them tonight. You know, our focus is on trying to get better because we know we've got two very, very important games next week, and we want to make sure that we have our A effort and A game come next week, but we're not going to hold anything back to try to win these last two games either.
Starting five tonight, I'm assuming the same five?
Yeah, it's going to be the same five, and we think those guys have given us the best chance to start the game off on a positive note.
All right, and does Tanner draw the assignment on Les, or how do you work that on defense?
Tanner's going to start on Les, but, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if we end up having him on a Bielefeld inside either. You know, it should be an interesting matchup. I think he can, you know, he hasn't had trouble defending anybody this year. He's been able to slow down the best players, unfortunately. They've got two really, 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 really good players, so we've got to make some choices, and somebody else is going to have to step up defensively. You know, have to use some senior moxie on him inside, and hopefully he can keep him away from the basket a little bit, even though he shoots it well from the outside, too. We'd much rather have him shooting from outside than two-footers, so hopefully Caleb can do a little work on him, and we won't have to make any switches, but if we do, I know Tanner will be ready for the job.
All right, thanks, Mike. Good luck.
Thanks a lot.
Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds as we continue from Peoria Notre Dame on this Tuesday night. Silver Streaks basketball coming up on WGIO.
If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, you want the best legal counsel on your side. Get Goldfein & Bowles. Goldfein & Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfein & Bowles. Goldfein & Bowles, experience that wins.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. Who do you call? Who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
What's with the long face?
Well, I'm a Basset Hound.
So, you haven't lost your sense of humor?
I've lost everything else.
Having trouble with the old retrieval?
Easy for you. You still run like a pup.
A few years ago, my knees started screaming. So I started taking glucosamine and chondroitin pills.
Really? I watch what I eat.
Eagle Pack for your youngsters? I think you're ready for the adult formula.
Where do I start?
Come on. If you're good, I'll get you a Senior Kong.
Thorne's Pets and Supplies on Seminary Street in Galesburg. Dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Gelsberg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game. Take a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. Cloudy, low around 30. Tomorrow, also cloudy, high 50. And tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of rain after midnight and low around 35. Thursday, chance of rain, high 45. Thursday night, colder, rain or snow likely. Then a chance of snow for the overnight, low around 24. Friday through Saturday night, cloudy, high 32, low around 17. Sunday through Monday, partly cloudy, high 35, low around 20. Currently, it is 40 at Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Gold Fine and Bowls. Experience that wins in Galesburg and Peoria. And now the WGIL broadcast team of Mike Perry and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14.
Back at Peoria Notre Dame, about set for... If you heard the pregame with Coach Eddie Matthews, they'll use a little different lineup, of course, with senior night, but not a lot of seniors on this team. They list just four on the roster, so they'll start a regular player, if you will, and their point guard, Nick Rochford. He's a junior. And then they have the four seniors listed on the roster. They are loaded with juniors and a couple of sophomores, and again, just four seniors. So a lot of players on this team, and they're going to be good for a while.
Yeah, Coach Eddie Matthews was telling me that he said 14-10 was not what a lot of people expected. He thought maybe many thought that record to be a little better at this point of the season, but they've lost some close ball games. As you mentioned, Mike, they play in a tough conference.
Oh, my.
And not only the Mid-State 6, but when you venture out of the conference and play some of the Middle Illini teams,
yeah,
they're just about as good, a lot of them.
We
so,
didn't have any luck with them other
no,
than Dunlap. That's
no.
it.
It's, so it's every night's a tough go here in the Peoria area, but I'll tell you, watching him warm up, this is the first time I've seen Notre Dame, and the big kid is...
He's big.
Yeah, for a sophomore, he's not just a stick at 6'6".
No.
A lot of times you think of a guy that's grown a lot in a hurry being tall and thin. Well, he's tall and thick.
Yeah.
And no wonder a lot of colleges are looking at him, because he's a big body and he's going to be a real big problem.
And they beat Richwoods twice. That's all you got to say. They took off Peoria Richwoods twice, and they've had their way with Peoria High. Beat Woodruff, so they're a good team. There's no doubt about it. Let's give you the lineups. There's... At one guard, a senior who typically starts anyway, Charlie Bryant. Seems like he's been around a long time. At the other guard position, he'll bring the ball up. Nick Rochford, not a real big backcourt in terms of size. At a forward position, senior Marcus Freeman. A third guard is Ryan Jones. And then they turn the lights off in here, so it's a little tougher to see. At a the center position, John Sanderson. He stands about 6'4". Galesburg's lineup, one that's pretty familiar. It's been the last 10, 12 games. At one guard spot, Brandon Thompson, coming off three straight double-digit games. He's a 5'11" sophomore. 6-foot sophomore Dalton Davis, the leading scorer, the other man in the backcourt. He's averaging just at 12 points a ball game. At a forward position, Victor Davis, just under 10 points a game and better than 8 rebounds a game, a 6'4" junior. Caleb Weaver, a 6'3" senior. Manning the middle position at better than 7 points per ball game and about 7 rebounds. And 6'5" senior Tanner Libby generally draws the assignment of guarding the best player on the other team. He is a 6'5" senior, averaging just about 7 points per ball game. Streaks, of course, 11 and 12. 4-5 thus far in the Big... They'll wrap that season up Friday night. And Notre Dame coming off seasons in which they went 20-6, 19-8, currently 14-10, and a very good regional. And this wraps up regular season on the home court tonight. They're wearing the white tops with the green and blue trim. Galesburg in the black tops with the silver and white trim.
Well, the Irish obviously fired for this, their senior night, starting a senior-dominated lineup. We won't see all these guys for many minutes, but for a few to start things out. And a pretty athletic-looking group, even though they're not their normal starters. This is still a team that can get it up and down the court.
So they'll jump center. Sanderson does, and Rochford controls for Peoria Notre Dame. Underway here, not much after 7. Not bad for a senior night. It's 7-10. It is on the right wing, Charlie Bryant. Up top, Freeman. They swing it around left side to Rochford, guarded by Dalton Davis. Up top, Sanderson back to Rochford. Down low to Freeman. He's on the baseline left side, squaring up against Victor Davis. Takes a couple bounces, hands off to the guard, Charlie Bryant. Driving baseline, cut off by Weaver. He'll back it out. Very patient. 30 seconds they've used on this first possession. Nothing there so far. The defense by the Streaks. High post with it. Now out top beyond the three-point line. Sanderson, Rochford off the screen, catches. Nothing there. Long three put up by Ryan. And getting loose for the rebound. Got away from Brandon Thompson was Charlie Bryant. Another opportunity for Notre Dame. Free throw line jumper missed everything. Did Freeman. And Tanner Libby with the rebound. Keep these guys in.
I was going to say, they put up a couple of bricks there to open this.
Not even close. Up top, Dalton Davis. They are facing a Notre Dame zone. And at the moment, looks like a 1-2-2. Out to Brandon Thompson, three on the left side. Yep! Brandon Thompson gets it started. His hot shooting continues, and the Streaks lead it 3-0.
The Streaks continue to do a nice job of getting Brandon Thompson the ball in position to shoot, because he's got a set. Had to disguise it and then kick it out to him where he's got a little room, and he's been delivering more times than not here in the last few weeks.
Bryant out to Rochford, left of a circle, delivery or wave some traffic around. Sanderson posting up Weaver. Out to Bryant. He traveled. Shot the jump.
To be in for very long. No. Eddie Matthews, their head coach, will pull the trigger quickly if he starts to see too big a deficit building for his Irish.
Ryan Jones reaching in on Dalton Davis way up top, so Notre Dame commits the first foul of the game. Victor Davis in the front court will trigger in, and he does so to Dalton Davis. It is a 2-3 zone. Got a better look at it that time, and Notre Dame in the zone defense. Galesburg a bucket off of it already. Dalton Davis left wing up top to Libby, looking inside, covered up. Back up top to Libby. Right wing, Brandon Thompson down on the baseline to Victor Davis. He doesn't want to dribble into the trap. Smart move up top to Libby. He penetrates down the lane. Running shot, missed it. And Rochford the rebound for Notre Dame. Here he comes. Streaks back on D. Rochford breaks down Dalton Davis. Loses the basketball. It went off who? Both officials point toward Notre Dame. Off the streak.
Good job to reach in there and poke that thing away. Dalton Davis nearly creating a turnover. Rushford, the only normal starter, will trigger now, and we've got a whistle. And
Guys tied up with each other is what it is, and the officials are saying, hey, we're not ready to go yet. I want to talk to you. Look like Freeman and Weaver.
Yep.
Some kind of tie up there inside. Maybe a little Christmas greeting or two as well.
What was that? Eddie Matthews said, Streaks, if you bring your lunch money, they'll try and steal it from you.
Nice way to say we're bullies. And we're going to get some of their guys, crowd, we're to the right of them, and I imagine there'll be a few things said along the way. Up top, Bryant penetrates, got away with a walk through traffic, missed everything as he heaved it up in the basket, and Sanderson got the rebound, so they get another chance. Pull-up jumper, Jones on the left wing, almost shot an air ball. Brandon Thompson, the rebound for the Streaks. Here he comes. Going toward the basketball, stripped away by Rochford. Good play on defense there. And quickly, they get Max Biefeldt in the game with a 3-0 deficit at the 5:40 mark. So Eddie Matthews also bringing in Tyler Less.
They've taken four shots. They've missed the rim three times and barely skimmed it the other time. So
they got four of their five regulars in now. Inbound to Dalton Davis. His shot swatted away by Biefeldt. And the rebound in the hands of Sanderson. So a pretty good-sized lineup with Biefeldt at 6'6", and Sanderson about 6'6", as well. He's going to shoot a jumper left baseline, made it over Victor Davis. Sanderson's first bucket. Notre Dame gets on the board. 3-2 Streaks, 5:23 to go first quarter. And back in a 2-3 zone, they fall. Libby up top, left wing. Thompson thought about it. Libby will shoot from deep up top. He missed it. Didn't follow his shot. And the rebound to Tyler Less. And here he comes with the push. And the top of the key, pulls up, picks up the dribble. Dark hair, looks a lot like his dad, no doubt. Lob inside, BFL, foul, and a basket. Help side defense, non-existent by Thompson. They got the lob over Weaver. Not a good defensive effort there. BFL, three-point opportunity.
And BFL strong enough to finish that even when somebody grabs his arm, and that's what the college scouts like, and he's just a sophomore. And on the defensive end, their zone takes on a whole new look when you put the big kid in the middle there.
Yeah.
I think we were able to get some penetration without him, but in there, he already blocked Alton Davis' shot once, and I don't think there's going to be too many of our players go in and try and challenge him.
Mm-mm. Free throw is on the way, and the rebound to Weaver. Mentioned it earlier, Weaver's got to have a good game tonight. He has struggled offensively. Need to get him back in the flow. Dalton Davis just three in the last game. High post to Weaver. Out to Thompson. Three on the left side on the way. This one, he's long with it. Rebound tipped around underneath Weaver. There he is. Caleb Weaver on cue with a rebound bucket. Galesburg back on top. 5-4. They pick up man-to-man. Left wing. Bryant with it inside. Bielefeld backed up by Weaver. Nothing there. Good defense by Caleb. Now the lob. Help side late again. Thompson, his second foul and a three-point opportunity again. Brandon Thompson's got to get back and help on defense. He's going to be penalized and punished because he's going to have to come out of the game with his second foul at the 4:31 mark, and he's one of the three-point shooters. Meanwhile, Bielefeld back where he was at just a moment ago.
Yeah, Bielefeld gets Caleb Weaver on his hip, and you know, these Irish, you can tell, they run this play a lot. They love that that lob. That's up to the guard or whoever's on the wing to put that thing on the money, and they do, and Bielefeld strong enough to finish. Last time he missed the free throw, this time he makes it.
Notre Dame on the three-point play leads it 7-5. Thompson in the game for now. Mike Reynolds may just let him play through. Like the last game, Victor got his second foul in the second quarter. It was a roll of the dice, and it did work out. Would have done the same thing. He's going to see what happens with Brandon here. Out on the right side, Libby didn't catch it clean. Back up top, Davis. High post past Weaver. Spinning on BFL, left-hand shot. Scoop shot no good. BFL the rebound. Kind of crimped it underneath. That one a little tougher than a layup. On the baseline, Less. He's driving toward the middle. Hands it off. Bryant didn't catch it clean. Rochford left wing. He attacks the basket. Shot up off the glass. No good. Victor Davis, his first mention of the game, gets the rebound.
Boy, did he get the rebound. Way up there.
A good battle with him and Bielefeld underneath. Here, Davis loses the basketball. Bryant took it away from him. Top of the key. First turnover on the streaks. Davis got sloppy with the ball. Out on the left wing in the ball game for Notre Dame. Jones inside Bielefeld. He missed a gimme and... boy, Freeman, or rather Bryant, got slammed to the floor as he went for the rebound, took a shot to the mouth. He's going to, I think, go to the free throw line. And I think Davis popped him. It was Davis. Nope, out of bounds. So Bryant takes his shot. He's open from his teammate, Tyler Less.
Well, you got
to. They're talking about, are they shooting or not?
The streaks
now it's lined up to shoot.
Doing a nice job as they started to line up for what they thought was an inbound. Notre Dame will smash two guys together, and they don't want to let anybody in that, and then they try and lob it to
right.
Bielefeld inside and basically setting a screen for him on that, and the streaks doing a good job sticking their hand in there. They're going to have to be real physical and say, no, we're not going to allow this to happen on
the game, and Notre Dame with an 8-5 lead.
In fact, that time, Caleb Weaver had a handful of jersey. He was just going to rip the guy out of there, and I'm sure Mike Reynolds making sure that his players do that because you just cannot allow that to happen on an inbound.
Not at all. Bryant trying to make it a 9-5 game. Peoria, Notre Dame, Chan Thompson in for Brandon Thompson, who's got the two fouls. Second free throw on the way. Missed it. Offensive board. Ooh, got a break there. Thought that... it was Justin Smith getting the rebound, threw it, tried to throw it off of Victor Davis, but he had stepped out of bounds in the process, so it'll be Galesburg ball. 3:30 to go, first quarter, 8-5 Notre Dame. Dalton Davis brings it across, guarded by Bryant. Fast hands, Bryant picked his pocket last time down. He has it now. Up top, Chad Thompson, guarded by Less. Thompson will pull the trigger at any moment out there. He's in the game to shoot the basketball. Right wing, Tanner Libby right to next to Coach Eddie Matthews. Victor Davis, jumper on the right baseline, no good. Tipped out by Thompson to Libby. Libby, down the lane, shot no, and a foul's called. Good tip by Chad Thompson to keep the ball alive. Went to Libby. He's going to get two free throws as he's fouled.
A good activity, especially if you get Bielefeld away from the basket. You want to crash that weak side hard if you've got him occupied with another player. And he went out on the wing to try and block Victor Davis' shot that time. And so that freed things up inside a little bit for the Streaks to get a second chance.
Libby, it's about 56% from the line this season. Let's one go, in and out. Another one coming, 8-5 Notre Dame, 3:10 to go, first quarter. They'll send Chad Thompson back deep. About midcourt, don't want to give up a layup in the event Libby misses. He bends the knees, fires away, missed them both. Biafelt the rebound. Got to make your free throws. Didn't do it. Tyler Less, quick to Rochford on the left wing, guarded by Chad Thompson, 6'5", sophomore, averaging about three a ball game. Rochford, left wing, got around Thompson, tried to dish to Biafelt. Bad pass, taken away. Thompson with it now in transition. Streaks. Libby catches in the lane, uses the shoulder to get some space, and lost the basketball. He didn't know what he wanted to do with it. He threw it away. Back the other way, Less. Top of the key. Bounce pass left side. And they back it out to the baseline. Justin Smith now out to Rochford. They'll reset. 2-3 quarter, 8-5 Irish. Charlie Bryant guarded by Dalton Davis. Cross courts it over two. Now in the hands of Rochford. Left. They travel, or rather a drive baseline. Kick it out. Less trying to be the beneficiary of a pass out on the wing. Nothing there. Biafelt double-teamed inside. Less up top. He lets go a high arching three. Good.
Not much you can do to stop that. I thought the Streaks played excellent defense that trip. Doubled down low on Biafelt when he got the ball. They kick it way out high, and Less with that high arching shot that from well behind the arch.
Here's Victor inside challenging Biafelt. To the basket. Got space. Simon Victor lays it in. 11-7 Notre Dame, 153. They got back in a hurry. Less, a basket, and that's got to drive Mike Reynolds nuts because Galesburg simply fell asleep on defense. 13-7 Notre Dame. Up top, Dalton Davis. Dan Reynolds looks up at the clock. Bounce on the baseline to Victor Davis. He attacks inside, stepped on the out-of-bounds line. End line. Turnover Galesburg. They have now committed three in their last four possessions. 13-7 Notre Dame, and they have the ball with 137 to go first quarter.
Not easy to get the ball to the guy down low against attacking a 2-3, but I think that's going to be the key. We need to get that thing to Victor Davis frequently because for as big as Biafelt is, Victor's still big and strong enough. He can jump with him and still get his shot off and maybe get a few fouls on the big guy, but we've got to get him the ball.
Caleb Weaver going for a steal out when Les had it top of the key. He reaches in, gets called for the foul. Weaver's first. They bring in their sophomore guard off the bench, Cody Gilfillan. He's a good little player off the bench, can shoot the basketball like Les. So pretty small in the backcourt. Les gets the ball. Nice no-look pass inside to Biafelt. He's fouled by Weaver. Now Weaver and Brandon Thompson, two apiece. Overcommit on defense, and Weaver got burned. He's going to have to come out.
Well, and that was all set up by a double screen on this side. They picked off Tanner Libby and didn't make the switch. They got the ball off to Les out high, and he dropped it down low to Biafelt. And once he gets it down there.
Forget it. It's kind of like Victor. Once you get you pinned, you're done.
You either foul him or hope he misses.
He's 1-for-2 at the line, make it 2 out of 3. He's got a pretty shot. Got 6 points in the ballgame, 14-7, Peoria Notre Dame. Put together a little run now. Biggest lead of the game now at 7. Brian Garnett in the ballgame. 6'3 senior comes in for Weaver. He's got his work cut out for him. Second free throw missed. And didn't block out. Offensive rebound goes to Justin Smith. Cannot give this team second chances. They are going to make you pay. Up top, Idle Less off his screen. Dribbles from right to left. Let's go of a long one. Missed that one. Chad Thompson high for the rebound for the Silver Streaks. In the front court, Dalton Davis guarded by Gilfillan. Right wing, up top now, Garnett. Left wing, Chad Thompson. Off his screen, Les trying to get through. They go down the baseline, Libby just threw the ball away. Mike Reynolds throws his arms up in the air because he and Davis not on the same page, and he knows he just gave away another possession. 4 turnovers. Quickly off the bench, Joe Mangieri going to come into the ballgame, probably for Libby. With 3 turnovers.
This Notre Dame team plays good defense under Eddie Matthews. You're not going to get a lot of chances, so you don't want to get down by much early because it's going to be an awful tough road to come back.
Off the ball, a whistle. And what happened? Notre Dame. And the official going to the scorer's table, and he's calling the foul. Biafelt? No, it's on Justin Smith, his second, so he's in foul trouble for Notre Dame. Off the ball, he committed the foul. Notre Dame's third. Galesburg's committed 5.
Well, last year these guys came in and just lit up John Field Gym. They were 74% first half. They were up 42-21 at halftime.
Didn't they have a guard light us up?
Yeah, they're not as good as they were the last couple of years, but they're more young, but they're still good. If this is a rebuilding team, this is a pretty good rebuild.
Well, and Tyler Less didn't even sniff the court. He got about a minute. That was about it. Chad Thompson, long three up top. Nailed it. Set his feet and let it fly, and that was a big one. Galesburg needed it, 14-10. Notre Dame the lead with 22 seconds to go first quarter. When he's on, look out. That's why he's in the ballgame. He's guarding Rochford now, 6'5 player. Thompson, just about a 6'1 guard in Rochford. Very experienced player. They spread it out, four corners, 9 seconds to go. Rochford one-on-one. Down the lane he goes, kicks it out. Bryant, what? Whistle. Off the ball. Bryant Garnett takes the charge. Great job underneath. Caught Rochford in the air, took the charge. That's some of the things that Bryant Garnett brings to the table. Experience and always willing to give up his body. 5 seconds to go. Here comes Dalton Davis, 3 seconds across half court. They trap. 1 second, top of the key. Counts if it goes, missed it. And after one game, some big threes in the quarter, Brandon Thompson and Chad Thompson. And it is Notre Dame 14, Galesburg 10. Back with the second quarter in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg. By Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg. By Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville. And by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Stay in touch with Galesburg wherever you go and anytime you're online. Just log on to WGIL.com.
A first quarter in which Notre Dame held a 7-point lead at 1 point. Chad Thompson, a big three toward the end of the quarter. 14-10. Notre Dame, they're 3 of 6 from the line. Galesburg 0 of 2 with 2 3-balls.
Well, neither team shooting that well so far. Peoria Notre Dame, 5 out of 12 from the field. Silver Streaks 4 of 11. Slight rebounding edge to Notre Dame at 9-8 right now. 4 Silver Streak turnovers to 3 for the Irish, and 2 of those 3 turnovers charging fouls, offensive fouls. So Streaks doing what they've got to do down on this end to try and stop this Irish team, led by, well, still the big guy is the key for them. Les is good on the outside, but he's made better by that threat of the inside play that the people can't come out on him quite as hard.
Eiffelt with 6 of his team's 14 in the first quarter. Les had 5. He didn't start due to senior night. He's a junior. Galesburg ball up top off a screen. Thompson almost pulling the trigger. Couldn't do it. Libby with it right wing. Pass deflected off Libby. And another turnover, number 5 on the Streaks. That one not his fault.
Well, and Libby really, really struggling on the offensive end, but Coach Mike Reynolds knows he needs him in on the defensive end for sure, and he's one-on-one with Tyler Less still.
Bryant with it left wing. Freeman's in the game for Notre Dame. Bryant penetrates free throw line area, picks up the basketball out to Less. He will fire from 23, missed it. He hit the deck, no foul call. Victor Davis rips his third rebound out. Here comes Dalton Davis. Gosh, we should get him going on the offense. Got a smaller Charlie Bryant, but a very quick player guarding him right now. Notre Dame right now has gone man-to-man defense. I like to see this much better. Davis penetrating. Guy hit the deck. Charging foul. Freeman right there to take it. Smart play. Victor now with 2 along with Weaver and Brandon Thompson, and that spells trouble.
Well, and Eddie Matthews got this Irish team ready to throw their backs on the floor. We've seen a lot of flopping. I don't know if that was the case so much that time, but Les really flopped down here after he let go of that last shot.
No question.
The officials weren't buying it.
That one was a charge. Rochford with it now, stutter step down the lane, trying to get it to Biefeld. Good defense by the Streaks to knock it away, and it went off of Peoria Notre Dame, their 4th turnover of the game. So good defense there.
Got a break there. Rochford could have put up just a short bank shot.
Yep.
For some reason, he overpassed and wanted to throw it across the lane, and it cost him the turnover.
I remember him being a little more threat on offense. I hope he's not. Up top with it, Garnett looking inside. Davis working against Freeman in there, and they are battling. Up top, Chad Thompson. He wants to shoot it. Gets it to Libby. Hands off to Dalton Davis out on the left wing. Now he'll dribble top of the key. 6:45 to go. First half, 14-10 Notre Dame. A little weave up top. They get into this sometimes, run some high screens, and get a shot off of it. Dalton Davis off the screen by Garnett. Nothing there. Covered up by Freeman. Down the baseline he goes. Got his pocket picked, fortunately for Galesburg. It stays with the Streaks. Good defense by Charlie Bryant. He's a pest.
Yeah, good defense by the entire Irish team. I'm sitting here looking down there trying to find some sort of opening, and there's just not many to be had. The Streaks team's going to have to be persistent.
Dangerous inbounds pass to Libby. Rochford touched it, and a lot of times it's going off a Galesburg player after Notre Dame touches it. They've called a timeout on the floor. 6:33 to go first half. Notre Dame 14, Galesburg 10. Tell you about Galesburg, Lincoln Mercury Nissan. We are driving one of their last two 2008 Altimas. Power moonroof, push button start. Love those. Power seat, CD player, and a lot more. Us radio dudes, the only ones that have put any miles on the car. Has about 200 on it now. It lists for $24,343, and through the end of the month, you can buy it for $29.90. Over 30 miles a gallon and a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. It's tan metallic, and the other one just like it, only in silver. The last two at that price, $29.90. Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan has 15 2009 Altimas in stock, ready for delivery. Go check them out on North Broad Street in Galesburg.
Streak still yet to score in this second quarter. We played just a minute and a half. And really yet to get a good look at the basket.
Yeah, you're right. And you're right. There aren't many openings right now. They're covering up the shooters and down low. They're doing a nice job. Davis with it left baseline, sizing up Biefeld. Here they collapse on him. Yeah. He loses the ball. That's what they're doing. They're baiting you into and trapping. And Galesburg falling for it underneath there. They are very sound defensively. Rochford left wing, now inside the lane. He gets a shot blocked by Brandon Thompson, who then comes away with the rebound. Nice defense by the Silver Streaks on the other end, and then they give it away. Transition got sloppy and threw the basketball away. 7 Galesburg turnovers. Too many.
Now, and Victor Davis, when he got the ball down low, he could have just... He was facing the basket, could have taken the shot, elected to turn his back and put it on the floor, and then he had two guys converge on him, strip the ball, and that's something in this offseason he's going to have to really work on because he can be a force down there, but you can't give the guards a chance to take the ball away from him.
Les gets a step on Libby for just a moment. Libby recovers into Biefeld. They show a double team. Biefeld, nice job by Chad Thompson to get his long arm in there as they try to feed Abraham down low. And then Dalton Davis simply loses the ball. Now he's on the floor. A scrum for the basketball. It's going to result in a fast break opportunity. Pull-up jumper, good in the free throw area, inside of that by Charlie Bryant off the Galesburg turnover. Boy, that's too bad. Dalton Davis just not himself lately. He is having a battle on his hand, and this time they call a blocking foul on Bryant as Dalton Davis gets it in the front court. I know Mike Reynolds thinking that Bryant's doing some reaching, and I think he's right. Dalton, he's the leader, got to fight through it. Here comes Ryan McElmurray on the floor for the first time tonight. Sophomore in for Victor Davis. Small lineup.
Yeah, it seems like Dalton's pretty content. Like you said, Mike, he's got a quick guy on him, but he's more just distributing. Yeah, and he's got to be a scorer for us, and he doesn't seem to have the confidence now that he had earlier in the season in his offensive game.
Up top, guard it, bounce pass down low, difficult pass. Libby fights to get it back. Long three, Chad Thompson. Nope, missed it long, and a rebound off, though, as Tyler Les goes skidding across the floor. It went off his knee. He skidded 20 feet, every bit of it. That was impressive. Galesburg still has not scored in the quarter.
Home fans like that. Yeah, he had both his arms and legs up and just was on his stomach and got some good distance out of that one. I don't think he even got a floor burn. He did it right.
My goodness. Can't do it that good on ice. Libby penetrating on the right side. Ball stripped away. They are real good at getting that dribble and getting a hand on it, stripping it away. Galesburg gets it underneath their hoop. 5:07 to go first half. 16-10 Notre Dame.
Against a team like this, you need to be a good passing team, and we're not. We're the one thing we are not is a good passing team.
And an offensive foul on the out-of-bounds play off the ball. Ryan Garnett, I think, or no, it's a double foul. So Garnett gets called for it for Galesburg. So both teams now have committed 6 fouls. So we're going to shoot from the rest of the way out in the half. Who on Notre Dame is the guy I'm looking for? They are talking amongst themselves. I'm hoping it's their big guy. They haven't put it up yet.
Silver Streaks turnover count up to 10 already here with 5 minutes to go in the second quarter.
Well, it's a mystery at this point who it is on Notre Dame. Both teams 6 fouls. And you're right, it goes as a turnover. Left wing with it. Les guarded by Libby. Galesburg trying to get through this half with some serious foul trouble. Rochford up top. Les upside and off the ball. A foul. Charlie Bryant had the ball. And McElmurray holding somehow. He got pinned underneath. Or was it Garnett again? It is on Garnett. Now a one-on-one situation. Another streak with 2 fouls. Davis, Victor Davis, Caleb Weaver, Brian Garnett, Brandon Thompson, 2 apiece, and back to the line is Biefeld. He is 2 of 4.
Again, Biefeld just a sophomore and at 6'6 and a big, strong. You look at his calves, you look at his feet. I mean, he's going to grow a little bit more. You know, if he ends up being 6'8", oh, my goodness. And that's what Eddie Matthews is saying. We're getting calls from Big Ten schools, he said, because in this day and age, he said, it's tough to find good big men, and they see a real promise in this kid. He's going to have a choice of a lot of places to go.
No doubt about it. He's at the line right now with 6 points, coming off a 14.8 rebound game. Switch the free throw. And Galesburg finds itself down by 7 again, 17-10. It was a 4-point game at the end of the first quarter. It's been a while since the streak scored, at least 4 minutes.
Bielefeldt reminds me of a young version of Matt Taphorn, who played at Pekin years ago and then played at Illinois State. Same type of body, and at this point in his development, well ahead of most sophomores you'd see.
Mini 4-0 run by Notre Dame has him up by 8. McElmurray gets it across, down on the baseline, guarded. Dalton Davis left wing. He's guarded by a different guy now, and I'm glad to see it. Justin Smith is guarding him. Notre Dame in a man-to-man. Feeling pretty confident. Looking for Chad Thompson. He's got it on the left wing. Guarded by Rochford. Up top, Libby. Thought about the three. Puts it on the floor. Down on the baseline. Thompson, bad pass. Cannot hang on. Fortunately for Galesburg, Thompson's going way to his right. The pass was to his left hand. It went off his shoe. Fortunately, Notre Dame player touched it. Just very sloppy with the ball handling.
Libby had an open look out high, but hasn't had much success early in this ball game. Elected to pass up on that shot.
McElmurray with the basketball now. 4:18 to go in the first half. Streaks down by 8. Libby up top, puts it on the floor. Finally a reach-in foul called. Libby going to go to the line for 1-1. He is 0-2 right now. Good chance to snap this run by Notre Dame. Abraham picks up the foul. Alex Abraham's been in the game about a minute and a half. He's a guard. And it sends Libby to the line, still looking for his first point.
Decent crowd here tonight at Notre Dame, but not packed to the rafters. Sometimes senior night really brings them out, but it's probably a little more action than a normal Tuesday night crowd might be.
Well, for senior night, I got to tell you, I played on a really bad high school team, and we were packed. What? It's supposed to be seam foul number 7. Why is he not shooting? What in the world's going on? If that's team foul number 7, they're supposed to be shooting free throws. They just... What in the world's going on? Well, something's messed up. Inside, Garnett to the basket. Shot good. The foul. Nice move by the left-hander. Garnett on the left block. Fake with the right hand. Got his guy in the air and scored. He'll go to the line, and whatever happened, they'll get it figured out now. Abraham committed the last foul. They're going to make a substitution. Bobby O'Brien making his first appearance in the ball game for Notre Dame. That snaps the run. 18-12, Notre Dame.
Good to see Brian go right after it that time. He got it in a position that was perfect for him on the left side. Used his body as a shield and couldn't quite complete the three-point play.
Up high for the rebound, Bielefeldt, his third of the game. 18-12. First bucket of the quarter, 4 of his streaks, first points. Left wing, Rochford trying to work a backdoor with Bryant. Nothing there. Up top to O'Brien. Yet another junior guard on this team. He goes up top with the pass to Justin Smith. Smith a forward, Rochford left wing, now over to the free throw line. 3:45 to go first half. Bryant on the wing with it now, up top to Rochford. Works left side. Less not in the ball game. Not as much a three-point threat. Galesburg, so far so good on the defensive end. Up top, Smith puts it on the floor. Got to help better than that, Ryan McElmurray. Garnett did help, and he stripped the ball away. Excellent job. Here comes Libby back to the basket, tough shot. He wanted a foul. It's just not a good shot at all. Ball loose on the floor now after he missed it. Garnett dives, saves the ball. Mike Reynolds calls a timeout. Brian Garnett is keeping this team the head above water right now. Hustle plays like that, the offensive rebound, the basket. Great job by Garnett. 30-second timeout. We'll hang on to it right here.
And last couple of times down, he's done a real nice job of bodying up on Bielefeldt too. And not getting a foul. I mean, yeah, he's leaning into him and stuff, but I think the officials, to their credit, realize, hey, you know, you got to try and do something to stop this kid in there. And if Garnett starts grabbing the arm or something like that, he'll get a foul. But they're letting him body up pretty good with him, and that's the only way to prevent easy points inside. So, yeah, Garnett is probably the MVP of the second quarter at least.
No doubt. Just one field goal in the quarter for the Streaks. 3:20 to go first half. Still very much in the game. Peoria, Notre Dame. They seem to be a little too selective on offense. When Les is in the game, he'll certainly fire away. But they're so adamant to get the ball down to be a foul. I can understand that, but it seems like they're kind of backing off. Now, they bring another big boy in the game, the guy that started, John Sanderson. So you got a couple of 6'6 guys in the lineup for Notre Dame right now.
Yeah, and for Notre Dame to go very far in the postseason, they've got to get scoring from another spot other than just Les and Biafelt. Yeah, they're going to get some points, but they've got to have some offense from other sources, and we're not seeing confidence to do that from this team tonight.
Dalton Davis took it at Biafelt and swatted away into the hands of Rochford. He was not going to let that happen. Down on the left side, Rochford tipped loose. Ryan McElmurray, good on-the-ball defense, tipped it away. In front of the Galesburg bench, Rochford to trigger it in. Both teams in the bonus, 3:02 to go first half, 18-12, Notre Dame. For senior night here. Charlie Bryant wears the headband and number 11. He has the basketball now. Out on the wing to O'Brien. O'Brien, high post Biafelt, down low Rochford, posting up McElmurray. Great idea. Tip up by Biafelt, no, and the rebound to Dalton Davis. That was smart. Very smart. They didn't get the basket, but a great idea. Beautiful feed down the court. Lob to Chad Thompson, and he lays it in. They caught Notre Dame napping. Thompson with five in the game, 18-14. Nice job. McElmurray distributing the basketball. He's done a nice job the last couple of minutes. He's on the ball now. Rochford has it, and they spread it out. With 2:20 to go in the first half. In no hurry now. They're going to try and space the floor. Biafelt way down on the baseline, just standing there. Sanderson, his fellow post player, on the opposite baseline. Now they'll move with 2:10 to go in the half. Bryant with it, left wing. He dribbled out of bounds. Yeah, he traveled. Looked like he was either out of bounds in front of the Galesburg bench or traveled. He is not a happy camper. They have 7 turnovers, so Galesburg's defense has been very active.
Yeah, these two teams have played terrific defense tonight, and I guess this is about what we expected, although the Silver Streaks hang in there a little closer than maybe I thought. They've done a good job not letting the Irish get any easy shots, and I think they frustrated Notre Dame and given them a little better battle than maybe they thought coming in.
Dalton Davis right wing up top. No, he gets it back from and a travel.
What are you doing, Dalton?
What's going on over there? That's turnover number 10 on Galesburg. Here you've held Notre Dame without a field goal this entire quarter. They have 2 free throws, and I'm not sure what's going on.
Davis
Dalton
had
right
2
now.
Wide open looks and wouldn't take either one, and then took a hop and traveled. He's just really in a slump right now.
Up top. Les back in the game, dumps it off to Rochford. Yeah, you got to shoot the basketball. You're the leading scorer on this team. Over on the left wing, off of screen. Gilfillan with it. Up top now, Biafelt. He's not going to shoot it from there. Garnett has the task of guarding him, and he's got the forearms ready to go. Rochford driving baseline, cut off. Sanderson free throw line jumper all over the rim, and down it goes. Nice clean look. John Sanderson, and he makes the shot. 20-14, Notre Dame. They've switched from 2-3 to man-to-man. Now they're back in the zone. Right wing, Chad Thompson up top. He's swinging around Dalton Davis. He calls out a play. 1:10 to go first half. McElmurray left wing. Up top, Davis. Right wing now, Libby. He's covered up. Skips it across. McElmurray up top. Davis didn't catch it clean. Couldn't get the shot. Libby will shoot the 3 right side. Got it! Tanner. Someone's got to shoot the ball. He did, and he made the shot. 20-17. Big bucket. They've gotten some big threes when they needed them. Galesburg with 3 threes in the first half, and they trail by 3 with 49 seconds to go. Notre Dame poised to hold for the final shot, unless they can get an easy one. Up top, goes into the left wing now. Les with it, guarded by Libby, drives baseline, cut off by Garnett. Nice defense by the Streaks, and they're going to call what? On the end line, a blocking foul on Galesburg. That's too bad. The help side defense was fantastic as Les drove the baseline. And they call a blocking foul. Mike Reynolds hates the call, and I'm with him. Garnett got hosed on that one. It's his 3rd foul of the ball game. He's had such a nice job in the second quarter. Less to the free throw line. Got to presume he's a pretty good free throw shooter.
Yeah.
1-1.
Yeah, his dad could knock down a few free throws.
Yeah, he could.
Of course, that's tough when you're the son of a guy that was such a good player. A lot of it is expected of you, and he knocks that one down just like his dad did.
Got a beautiful shot, as you might expect. Perfect backspin, follow through, 21-17, Notre Dame. Les with 6 in the ball game, going for number 7 right here, trying to put his team up 5. Free throw on the way. He was short with it. Tanner Libby, the rebound for the Streaks. Need a hoop, 30 seconds to go. Dalton Davis trots it across, guarded by Rochford. Behind the back dribble. Here they come with the trap. Davis hangs onto the ball, and then he's fouled. He's going to get to the line. Rochford commits the foul. This is a good way to get a guy out of a funk. Get him to the free throw line, make some free throws, get that confidence back. Actually, they called it on Les instead of Rochford. Les is first.
Well, right now, Notre Dame, the difference is free throws. They show 6 made, and I don't think we made one yet, have we, Mike?
Nope. Looking for our first. 0 for three in the ballgame. Here comes Joe Mangieri in the ballgame. Ryan Ricketts in as well with 21 seconds to go. Chad Thompson out. 5 points in the first half off the bench. Davis at 70.5% on the season from the line. Leads Galesburg in attempts. Isaac's target lets it fly. Made it.
Hey, Dalton. We're just, Ryan Ricketts is all by himself here down on this end where we're at it. Boy, he's just big.
He's a huge boy.
We're a ways away, and he's just a big kid. I'm
sure,
sure they're not standing in line taking a number to see who can run into him next trip down.
Davis' second free throw. He missed it, but a whistle. Lion lane violation on the streaks. 21-18 Notre Dame. Got to get a stop here. Going to the half down three. You feel pretty good after C-minus offensive performance, A on defense. No doubt about it. Bringing it up less. Low dribble. Real slow. Gets it into front court. And with 10 seconds, they get into the play. Left wing with it. Guilfoyle. Guilfoyle now top of the key. Left side. Off the screen. Less. He's covered up. Drives baseline. Shot up. Tough shot. No good. Rebound Libby. Excellent. Excellent
yep.
defense by the Silver Streaks at the end of the first half to deny Notre Dame the score at the intermission. Peoria Notre Dame 21. Galesburg 18. Halftime reports coming up next. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You know what's a pain? The cost of propane. How much are you planning to spend this winter? Take a few minutes now to consider a hybrid heating system from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. This hybrid system constantly compares inside and outside air temperatures and switches between two energy sources to keep your home at the temperature you want automatically. To help take the pain out of the cost of propane. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
During the radio auction, bid on item number 403, a deluxe spa day package from Hair Etc. Hair Salon and Day Spa.
The bidding begins at 7 a.m. March 21st on WGIL.
Halftime score, Peoria Notre Dame leading the Silver Streaks 21-18. Good job defensively by the Streaks. They gave up just one field goal in the second quarter. Only scored two of their own, make it three. An excellent job on defense. Notre Dame had opened up an 8-point lead at 18-10 on a 4-0 run. Big basket by Brian Garnett on a 3-point opportunity. Didn't get the free throw, but he did get the basket. That stopped the run. Galesburg got another hoop shortly after that. Notre Dame scored. Galesburg got a three. And it's kind of gone pretty close from that point on. And Notre Dame outscored in the second quarter, 8-7. A totally defensive-dominated quarter there. And again, they lead it 21-18. Let's take a look at the halftime numbers. Brought to you by Goldfine and Bowles. Experience that wins.
Well, both teams pretty similar in their shooting. Notre Dame 7 of 19, about 35%. Silver Streak 7 out of 17, so a little better. But those free throws, Notre Dame getting the best of the streak, 6-1 at the line right now. Rebounding edge, as it turns out in the first half, ends up in the Silver Streaks corner. Did a nice job on the boards that second quarter. 15 rebounds for Galesburg to 12 for Notre Dame. Turnovers were a real problem early in the second quarter for the Streaks. They had trouble even getting a shot off. Had 7 in the quarter, 11 in the half, while Notre Dame finishes with 7 for the half. So pretty even ball game at this point. You got to like our position. But we're going to have to play equally as well on the defensive end the second half to win and maybe hit a few more shots down on our offensive side.
Yeah, all things considered, with foul trouble, Victor Davis got his second foul at the 7:19 mark of his second quarter. Prior, even before that, the first quarter, Brandon Thompson had committed two fouls. Caleb Weaver getting in foul trouble in the second quarter with two fouls. So Victor Davis, Caleb Weaver, and Brandon Thompson, two apiece. Brian Garnett picked up his third foul of his second quarter after providing a big lift off the bench. Four of his Silver Streaks leading the way for Galesburg. Chad Thompson off the bench with 5. Dalton Davis just 1 from the free throw line. 2 apiece for Victor Davis, Caleb Weaver, and Brian Garnett. 3 for Brandon Thompson, and 3 in the first half for Tanner Libby. Galesburg got to get it going at the free throw line. Just 1 of 5. They shot 3 of 7 in the game against Moline. This is a team that gets to the line better than 20 times a ball game and shoots much better than they're doing right now. Notre Dame, led by Max Biafeldi, has 8 points and 4 rebounds. Tyler Less with 6, 4 points for John Sanderson in a starting role tonight on senior night, and 3 for Charlie Bryant. They shoot 6 of 10 from the free throw line. Galesburg with 3 3-point hoops in the first half, and Notre Dame just one. 21-18, back with more on the halftime in a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Bill Butt's Law Offices has the experience and education to concentrate on elder law issues. Bill Butt's has completed elder law short courses in Oak Brook, Northbrook, and Springfield, Illinois. Bill Butt's has completed a multidisciplinary certificate program in geriatrics and a program in long-term care from the University of Illinois College of Medicine. When addressing issues with an elderly loved one, talk to someone who has both professionally and personally been there for 30 years. Bill Butt's Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Will you move over?
Stop touching me.
You're taking up the entire sofa.
I can't see a thing.
Hey. I was sitting there.
I didn't hear you call placemat.
You're still touching me.
Why do the ones with the big poofy hair always sit in front of me?
Come on, down in front.
You need a Westpaw doggy bed. Or two, maybe three. They're stuffed with recycled materials, come in various neutral colors, and made in the USA. Plus, they're machine washable. Thorne's Pets and Supplies, dedicated to improving the bond between you and your pet.
Galesburg Orthopedic Services, Doctors Garnett, Shire, and Bussey are committed to providing the highest quality of health care possible to Knox and surrounding counties. Galesburg Orthopedic Services is located at 834 North Seminary Street, Suite 102. For more information, go to gosortho.com or call 342-0194. That's 342-0194. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, getting you back in the game.
A quarter pounder with cheese won't ask you to love it.
Yeah.
If you need space to experiment with other burgers, it's comfortable with that. It knows you can't find its beefy, cheesy taste anywhere else. In the meantime, it just sits there, staring at you like, I'm cheese and beef and cheese. What? McDonald's quarter pounder with cheese burger. It's cheese and beef and cheese, and that's what's up.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with first half stats and reaction from Streaks assistant coach. It's the Silver Streaks Halftime Show on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halftime, 21-18, Peoria Notre Dame the lead. All things considered, due to foul trouble and the like, Galesburg in a pretty good position right now, down by just three. Had Victor Davis get into some foul trouble early on in the second quarter, and foul trouble for three others. Caleb Weaver picked up his second foul, and Brandon Thompson late in the first quarter picking up his second foul, and that's some problems for Galesburg, but give Chad Thompson, Ryan McElmurray, Brian Garnett a lot of credit coming into the basketball game in the second half, or in the second quarter, holding down the forts. In fact, gained a little bit during that stretch. At one point, Galesburg down by 8 at 18-10. And phenomenal defensive job holding Notre Dame to just one field goal in the second quarter. And doing a nice job on the defensive end. Jim Lee looking for one of the assistants. I think he could probably hook up over here with Matt Pogue. Let's go down to the floor, Jim Lee.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Matt Pogue, at halftime, you've got to be pretty pleased with where the team sits right now. You're playing some good defense.
You know, this is our style of game. You know, you hold Notre Dame to 21 points in the first half, and we've done a fine job on Les and the big sophomore kid. And, you know, we just got to keep playing hard. That's what it comes down to. We've got to do a little bit better on the defensive glass. But I think we're, you know, as long as we play hard, we'll stay in this game, and then anything can happen.
Yeah. Brian Garnett did a really good job in the second quarter there, we thought, spelling Weaver and the big guys who got in a little foul trouble.
You know, and Caleb with the two fouls, you know, we had to sit him early. But I'll tell you what, Chad Thompson came in, hit a big three. Brian Garnett came in, played really good for us, and all of our bench, Ryan McElmurray. So we're pleased with our bench, and they gave us a big boost.
So what was the main message at halftime to the team?
You know, just keep up the intensity, play defense, keep, you know, we got to get a little bit more help and make sure Les doesn't get loose. because he can change this game in a hurry. So Tanner's doing a fine job. We just need to make sure that guys step out and give it a half second, you know, to stop him. And then we need to double down in on the big kid. And I think we'll be right in this.
Great. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks, Jim.
Matt Pogue, assistant coach, basically telling exactly what we're seeing from up above here in the east balcony of this older gym here at Peoria Notre Dame. It's been a nice job by the bench as they've kept the streaks in this ballgame, trailing just 21-18. Just got to get it going a little bit more on the offensive end, take a little better care of the basketball with 11 turnovers in the first half. Forced Notre Dame into 7. Have done a real nice job on the glass so far, despite the loss of some big guys to foul trouble. Have held their own on the boards, and let's see how it plays out in the second half. Notre Dame has certainly mixed up their defense. They've come out in a 2-3 zone, and they've mixed in the man-to-man, so they've used both. Credit Chad Thompson, certainly a big three in the first quarter. Got a nice bucket and a rare transition opportunity in the second quarter. 5 points off the bench. Brandon Thompson now with 2 fouls will have the opportunity to come back in as the streak come back out on the floor with Brandon Thompson, Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, Tanner Libby, and Caleb Weaver, the starting five. And, of course, Notre Dame will bring in their regular group of starters. Bielefeld out there, Les, Charlie Bryant. Also out there, Rochford and Justin Smith. So, got to get off to the third quarter. You look through a lot of the Notre Dame games. This is the key quarter. This is the quarter where they like to get off to a fast start and outscore you by 10 and put the ball game away. So Galesburg, very important stretch of time here. Rochford with the basketball up top, goes on the left wing to Les. Lobs inside, Bielefeld quickly double-teamed, backing in on Weaver, kicks it out, free throw line jumper, Johnson got it. If they make that shot, it's going to be tough because they are going to double down and sell out when it comes to Bielefeld. They want someone else to beat them. 2-3 zone here, Victor Davis off the screen, Dalton. Covered up quickly by Les. Up top, lazy pass to Tanner Libby. Ball tipped out of bounds by Charlie Bryant. Again, just a very nonchalant pass up top. Dalton Davis making that pass.
Bryant, number 11, one of the guards, doesn't get as much publicity as Les here for Peoria Notre Dame, but he's headed over to ICC to play basketball, I was reading here at halftime.
Tony Weisinger.
Has a lot of energy. Kid, you can tell the pregame introductions, he just loves to play, and he's going to be, I think, a nice addition to ICC.
Lob inside from Weaver to Davis. What a catch. Gets Bielefeld in the air. Bielefeld blocked the shot. Equally impressive on defense. He's got 3 blocks in the game. That was a nice play. Out to Smith. Up top, Les. He's covered up. Nice job by Libby. Got a piece of the ball for just a moment. So they know the damage he can cause. And so far, he's done a nice job covering up. He's only gotten free for a shot 1 time. Ball loose this time. Les recoups it. Lobs inside Bielefeld. Late help defense. Could not catch it clean. Rebound basket, though. Got a second a chance. And he put it in. Bielefeld, 10.6 rebounds in the game. And here they come. 4 straight by Peoria Notre Dame. Back up to a 7-point lead. Weaver with it on the baseline. Lobs to Davis right through his hands. Over to Brandon Thompson. Steps back up top. Dalton Davis passed on a 3. Back to Brandon. He won't. He'll let it fly. In and out it goes. Rebound. Caleb Weaver stripped for a moment. Shovels off to Davis, gathers, shot up, good, and a foul. Good gather by Victor, and a feed from the assist to Caleb Weaver.
Nice pump fake by Victor, and he didn't get Bielefeld up in the air a lot, but enough, and then Victor used that strong body and back there, and shoved him out of the way and got the shot up, and then got fouled from the back.
Best free throw shooter on the team, Victor Davis, had better been 72%. He connects.
That was a huge trip that time.
Sure was. 25-21 now as Notre Dame had just taken a 7-point lead back down to 4. 6:20 to go in the quarter. Lob inside Bielefeld. Double team. Ball tipped away. And great job to double team him. Libby came away with the basketball. He's now in the front court. Hands off to Thompson up top. Left by Davis. Back to Thompson. Davis. He goes to work. Spinning inside. Look what he found in a basket and a foul. Caleb Weaver catches the ball underneath. Off the strip. Fouled at the underneath scoop shot, and he's going to the line. 3-point opportunity.
Yeah, excellent teamwork. And Weaver, if you're hanging around the basket and you're hustling, you can be in the right place at the right time. And that was a nifty shot. He put
sure
up and underneath the basket as well. A reverse layup from the opposite side. And so the Streaks have the chance for 2 3-point plays and could cut it to 1 here.
Smith is 3rd foul. He's out. Freeman in. Weaver free throw. In and out it goes. And Freeman the rebound. Galesburg just 1 of 6, make it 2 of 7 from the line. That's not going to work. Got to get those shots down. Notre Dame with it now. On the left wing, They did keep Smith in the game. They got Freeman in there now. Up top, Biafelt, long jumper up top. Oh, he made it over Weaver. What are you going to do?
That's not fair.
No. That's good defense, and you are not. That's just remarkable. That's a D1 talent, 27-23. Weaver fakes the pass underneath. This time he goes the opposite way. Biafelt there, commits the foul. He thought he had the clean block. Weaver back to the line. Beautiful fake and go to the basket. Biafelt, second foul of the game. He gets an applause, a hand from Mike Reynolds. Well deserved.
Yep. Yeah, good quick move by Caleb that time, and Biafelt didn't like the foul call, but was smiling about it, but he didn't feel like he did it.
Missed the free throw.
Gosh.
You can do everything in the world, but if you're going to miss free throws at this rate, there's going to be some problems, yeah. And that's a shame.
Especially in a tight struggle like this.
He missed them both.
Boy.
Wow. Healdsburg now 1-4 in the quarter. They are just 2 of 9 in the game, and they give up a wide open layup to Justin Smith. That's unfortunate. 29-23. A potential 4-point swing there. 5:20 to go in the quarter. Left wing, got to fight through it. Inside Weaver on Biafelt. They want to get him in foul trouble. Weaver spinning on him. Tough shot off the glass. Missed it. Rebound to Biafelt. Great idea. Couldn't make it. He was fading away. Got to go up and down. Rochford. Free throw line. Backs it out. Guarded by Dalton Davis. 29-23. Notre Dame. In plenty of chances. Right wing Smith. Up top Freeman. Lobs it inside Biafelt. Nobody there. He was too far underneath, but still made the shot. 6 in the quarter, 14 in the game, and they've got it back up to an 8-point lead in a blink. Left wing, Libby. High post to Victor Davis, guarded by Freeman. Backs it out and gives to Dalton Davis. He'll reset the offense. Left wing, Libby. 4:39 to go, third quarter. Up top, Weaver. Over on the right wing. Bad pass from Dalton Davis inside. Fortunately, Freeman tipped it out of bounds, trying to get the ball to Victor Davis in the post.
One of the things about
Biafelt. He's telling Victor to stand sturdy in there, but you got to make a better pass.
Yeah. Well, Biafelt does not miss very often when he gets the ball inside. That's tough.
That was a great shot.
It really was. He had his back bent, and he still got the thing up there off the glass and in. So this critical time of the game, biggest lead for Notre Dame. Streaks need a basket here.
Right wing, Brandon Thompson inside a Weaver, guarded by Biafelt. Fakes the pass, then goes across to Dalton Davis. He attacks the baseline, cut off by Rochford. Bad pass up top, stolen away for a moment. Freeman cannot hang on. It goes out of bounds. Another pass, another break for the Streaks, down 31-23. Mike Reynolds just kind of pacing the sidelines.
So did he have possession enough? We'll give him a turnover on that?
Not okay. Quite. He was skipping the rope. Victor Davis. Just to the right of his bench. Lobs it in the backcourt to Dalton Davis. 4:20 to go in the quarter. Healdsburg down 8, 31-23. Left side, Brandon Thompson. Up top to Victor Davis. He's going to put it on the floor. Pull-up jumper, free throw line area, no. He goes after it. Gathers, goes up, and a foul on the floor, I believe. So good work by Victor to go after the board. His fifth of the game. And Notre Dame, is it Biafelt? Nope, not so fortunate. Freeman picked it up. That's just his first. Yep. Team 4 on Notre Dame, though.
Real good effort by Victor Davis as we keep the basketball. Davis, second straight game, not playing a lot in the first half because of some foul trouble.
In the post, he somehow gets a shot off, missed it. Maybe should have gave that one up. Justin Smith the rebound. He was covered by three guys. Transition, Charlie Bryant missed the layup. Back the other way. Tough shot. Dalton Davis sprints out of there with the basketball. In the front court, he has it now. He is hawked by Rochford. Rochford and Bryant, two real good defensive players.
Sure are.
Davis with it now. They're trying to apply a trap. Gives to Brandon Thompson deep on the left wing. Baseline to Weaver. He slaps the basketball, puts it on the floor. Nothing there. Picks up his dribble. Cross courts and woo. He had a man open underneath, and it's a dangerous pass. Up top, Brandon Thompson.
Boy, Dalton Davis had the whole lane.
Sure did.
Whole lane, and they didn't hit him.
Up top, three by Victor on the way. In and out. Everything but go down, and the rebound to Biafelt, his eighth. Galesburg in a major funk offensively, and this could be trouble. 3:14 to go in the quarter. Notre Dame with the ball and an 8-point lead. Here comes Biafelt, jumper from 18, swished another one. He has taken over this game. 33-23, Biafelt with 8 of his team's 12 in the quarter.
Well, we didn't see him come out at all in the first half as far as come out high and shoot the ball. Well, now he's shown he can do that as well.
Davis takes it to the basket, missed everything. Rebound Weaver, he missed the layup. Victor Davis up, he's fouled. Three opportunities there, and it's Victor Davis going to go to the free throw line, but they have been awful from the line tonight. Just 1 of 4 in the quarter, 2 of 9 in the game. Freeman picked up foul number 2, fifth foul on Notre Dame. Davis, the only streak to make a free throw, at least in his half, he made that one.
Yeah, he's got two. Dalton Davis made one in the first half before a lane violation, and other than that, it's been nothing.
He made them both. Victor Davis now 7 points in the ball game, and it's 33-25. Snaps the run by Notre Dame. Gillsburg was within two. Beautiful feed from right to left. No one near Justin Smith. He and Biefeld have done all the scoring in the quarter.
Yep, Streaks dropped some full court pressure that time. Notre Dame handled it perfectly.
10-point Notre Dame lead, 2.5 minutes to go in the third. Weaver spinning on Biefeld, trying to get a spot. Biefeld swatted it away. Rochford the rebound. Here he comes. Four blocks for Biefeld. He's done everything. Rochford on the baseline. Inside, dumps it off. Freeman was at the right place, right time. I thought that was going to be a steal.
That pass deserved to be picked off.
Ryan up top, guarded by Thompson. A whistle on the floor. It's on the Streaks. It'll be their first foul of the quarter when they officially go to the table.
This is very often you could be down on the baseline and throw a bounce pass right in the middle of the lane and have it end up at the free throw line without getting it picked off, but he got away with it there.
Sure did. Rochford underneath to trigger it in. Tyler Less comes back in the ballgame at the 2:12 mark, and his team up 10. Charlie Bryant gets a well-deserved break. A good basketball team. Biefeld is just phenomenal. Also coming in, Cody Gilfillan. He'll spell the two-guard or point-guard spot on occasion. He can do both. He's a lefty. He gets it in on the right side to Smith, who's had a big quarter. Up top, Gilfillan, guarded by Davis. Right wing, Smith, spinning. On Thompson, it took him to school. Absolutely took him to school. 8 points in the quarter for Smith and Notre Dame. Away, a 12-point lead. He and Biefeld, all their points, 8 apiece in the quarter. The screen, Dalton Davis, right wing, covered up by the sophomore, Gilfillan. Out on the other side, now top of the key, Brandon Thompson. Notre Dame going for the kill with 1:44 to go in the third quarter. They have been tough in this quarter. It's been the third quarter most of the season. Inside, trying to dump it off, Weaver to Dalton, or rather Victor Davis, stolen away. 12-2 run, Notre Dame looking to add to it now. Smith left side, Libby lost him. He goes to the basket, shoots, got good, and a foul. Oh, boy. They are trying to put Gillsburg away right now. 39-25, Smith with all 10 of his points in the third quarter. He's going to the line. Caleb Weaver, his third foul. Gillsburg needs a timeout. Mike Reynolds sheds the coat. We'll take it as well. He throws it up against the wall. Gillsburg in serious trouble. Down 14, 1:25 to go. This is Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You're going to love the screen printing. You'll adore the embroidery. You'll be infatuated with the trophies. I know we just met Trophy, but I love you. And feel adoration for the awards. You'll get that tingly feeling in your tummy about the banners. Write love songs for the signs.
Oh, Breed Love signs, you're all mine.
You'll text I Heart Breed Loves over the school jackets. And when you're in need of any kind of seasonal sports equipment, you'll go rushing into the arms of Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Watch out! Because when it comes to quick quality screen printing and such, Breed Loves will show you the love. Call 800-314-8337.
I Heart Breed Loves.
Carl Sandburg women's basketball team plays Elgin Community College Thursday night at 5:30. I'm Jim Wyman. Join me for the pregame show at 5:10 here on WGIL.
Gillsburg down by just two at 25-23. Seemingly in a blink, a 14-2 run by Notre Dame. And they lead the ballgame 39-25. A bad, bad run right here for the Streaks. Big trouble with a minute 25 to go in the third quarter. Mike Reynolds not happy during that timeout. Smith a chance to add to it as he goes for a three-point play. All 10 of his points in the third quarter. A slasher. And there's that other score that we were talking about. He's the guy. He's got it now at the free throw line. Takes his time. He'll use all 10 seconds probably. McElmurray going to check in. Next dead ball. Smith makes the free throw. They'll let McElmurray in. And they extend that run. 15-2 run. 40-25.
Now this Peoria Notre Dame team showing us here in this quarter that they are more than just a two-man show. And, Sanderson's got some size inside, not doing a lot of scoring, but he gives them some balance there. And then, you know, as we've seen, Charlie Bryant and, of course, Marcus Freeman, the guy that's really hurt us here in this period.
Up top, Victor Davis loses the dribble off to Dalton Davis. He's guarded by Gilfillan. And off the ball, a whistle. The official on the opposite side, Eddie Matthews, puts his hands up in the air and then puts it behind his back for a moment. Doesn't want to get teed up. Mac takes his tie and throws it around his neck. He's a guy that's, if you watch him a while, you're going to laugh. There's no doubt.
Oh, like I said, a couple of years ago, we sat down
hysterical.
Here. We sat between he and Jeff Houston, and they were both in rare form. We had Mike Bromley, Mr. Technical, teeing up everybody. And, well, it was hilarious listening to the coaches in that game.
We have Jeff Todd in the game. He committed the foul. Ball inbounded to Libby on the left side, guarded closely by Todd. Those two are going to
come
at each other. There's Victor Davis sealing Smith and getting the basket. He's got 9, 40-27 Notre Dame. With it on the right side. Now back up to the top of the key and off the ball. A whistle.
Libby leveled Freeman.
Well, he and Todd have been going after each other a little bit. Todd just a little squirt. Libby didn't like that at all. And off the ball, he commits Galesburg's third foul. Just his first. That was a message. There's no doubt about it. A message foul, and I honestly don't blame him. That little guy draped all over him and shoved him. Ball was inbounded to the guy, Todd. Up top to another little guard, Gilfillan and Todd. They're going to work this clock a little bit, or so it would seem. Stepping in, Todd way out top. He goes to Gilfillan, guarded by Libby. Major size difference there. Gilfillan out to Todd.
Traveled
on the baseline. Yep. Tried to go to the basket, shuffled the feet. Turnover number 10 on Notre Dame.
Okay, he took a little hop there, and I'm sure Coach Matthews not real happy that happened right in front of him with 34 seconds left in the period. You know, every time they've been toward the end of the quarter, they've given the appearance that maybe they're going to go for the final shot, but then they get anxious and don't take it.
So with the basketball, Ryan McElmurray working against Tyler Less. In the front court, he comes with it. Nice job of handling the ball. Now Dalton Davis playing the two spot. High post pass, Victor catches. He's going to the basket. Shot up, no foul, yes. And it's Freeman, I believe, on the foul, sending Victor to the line. He's the only guy making free throws tonight, 3 of 3 for the Silver Streaks.
Yeah, you know, Freeman's a good player, good athlete, but he can't muscle up with Victor. No. Victor's abusing him in the paint right now.
They didn't give it to him. They give it to Lane, another new guy in the ballgame. Free throw good by Victor Davis. 4 of 4 in the quarter.
Well, hopefully Victor into his senior year will continue to shoot those free throws well, because that makes him so much tougher. If you can just hack a guy down there and he only makes 50%, he'll get carved up. But if he hits 70% of his free throws, he becomes a real problem for other teams.
Cuts the lead by Notre Dame to 11, 40-29, 14 seconds to go in the third quarter. Gilfillan with the ball, had some trouble with it, dumps it out to Freeman. He's about 45 feet away with 6 seconds to go. Gilfillan now, top of the key, jump stop, tries to throw up an impossible shot. He missed it, ball comes out to him, fade away with the left hand, almost made it as he went into his own bench. After three, Notre Dame dominating the third quarter. They score 19 to Galesburg's 11, and they lead it by 11. 40-29, fourth quarter coming up. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
There's no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on breakfast at McDonald's. We feel so confident about this that we gave a dollar to some people and challenged them to prove us wrong. These are their stories.
I got one side of my car washed.
I bought 2.5 stamps.
I tipped my dentist.
There you have it. Actual proof from actual voice actors acting like actual people. Indeed, there is no better way to spend a dollar in the morning than on a hot and savory McDonald's sausage biscuit or McMuffin. Only $1 every day on the breakfast dollar menu. Prices and participation may vary.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
President Barack Obama gives his first address to a joint session of Congress. Hear the full address in its entirety tonight, immediately following Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL.
Notre Dame outscores Galesburg 19-11. Streaks didn't play that bad. It was just two guys who went off.
Yeah.
Justin Smith with 11. Biefeld with 8 in the quarter. He leads with 16. Smith, all 11 of his in the quarter. They did all the damage. Streaks with the ball. Begin the fourth quarter. McElmurray with it. Up top, Chad Thompson. He'll let it fly if he can. Back in also Garnett. He'll shoot a long jumper. Missed it. Short on the left side. Chased down out of bounds. Who? To Notre Dame. Off of Victor Davis's hand, Brian Garnett, hearing a little bit from Mike Reynolds, a little surprised at the long jumper on the left side.
Well, team rebound for Notre Dame there, evens the rebound to count at 20 apiece. Irish, though, hit 9 of 13 in that third quarter. They're now up to 50% for the game at 16 out of 32.
Gales Virgil have to come out and get Notre Dame. They won't be in a huge hurry. With it on the left side, Smith cross courts it over to Rochford. Rochford down on the baseline. Bryant, he'll shoot a wide open three, airballed it. And Victor Davis with rebound number 7. Streaks trying to get the lead under 10. With it now down 11. Dalton, a long three on the right side, missed it. And the rebound high to get it was Justin Smith. And here he comes, coast to coast. He's cut off out on the right side. We're going to get a blocking foul. Smith fouled inside. Maybe Chad Thompson, he was in the neighborhood. Maybe not.
No, Thompson in the game. That is Chad. You know, the Streaks are going to try and find a way to spot him up for some three-point long balls to try and get back in this thing down 11. But easier said than done. This Notre Dame team doesn't give you many open looks anywhere on the court.
They committed 3 turnovers in the quarter. Galesburg just won, but shot so well. Ball inbounded. Bryant baseline. Drives. Chad swatted away and got the rebound. That was impressive. Couple blocks in the night for Thompson. McElmurray baseline. Faking. Shot good. Got it up over Biefeld. Nice job, Ryan McElmurray, his first bucket of the ball game. 40-31, Notre Dame. Got it under 10, plenty of time here. Inside, Biefeld working and scoring. He is so smooth with a fake. Got over Davis and put it down, 42-31. McElmurray up top of the key. Calls out the play, guarded by Tyler Less. Off the screen, Chad Thompson up top, off the ball, a foul called. Notre Dame is in the bonus. Galesburg with time not going to tick off, going to shoot free throws. Tyler Less, the foul through the screen, his second. Get McElmurray to the free throw line. He's 7 of 12 on the season. 1-1 here.
I would have liked to seen the game in the semifinals of the State Farm Holiday Classic. These guys played Rockton Honnega.
Yeah, good game.
As McElmurray makes the first free throw. Well, that thing went back and forth right down to the wire. I think it ended up 45-43 or something. 40. Is that what it was? Yeah, sure. Honnega won it, but can you imagine that battle between Biefeld and David Brown of Honnega? Boy.
McElmurray splits the 2 free throws. Biefeld out of bounds,
yes,
off him. Victor Davis behind him, just enough pressure, and Galesburg gets it back after splitting the free throws. They are now 7 of 15 in the game from the line. 5 of 8 in the third quarter. Ball inbounded to Thompson right in front of his coach, Mike Reynolds. Up top to Dalton Davis, who has just 1 point in the ball game. They have absolutely shut him down. He gets a lane to the basket, though. Left-hand shot, good! On cue, Dalton Davis. Big basket, 42-34. Maybe that'll wake him up a little bit. It's been as much Notre Dame stopping him as it's been him just being ineffective. Up top, Rochford, a rare shot. Banked it, no good. Chad Thompson high for the rebound.
This is our chance.
You better believe it. 6:05 to go in the game. Galesburg trailing by 8. Left side, Dalton Davis goes from baseline to wing. Up top, guard it. Fires a pass inside to Davis. Reach in foul. It's on Smith, and it sends Victor Valai, Justin Smith's 4th foul. And Davis is perfect from the stripe, 5 of 5 in the ball game.
Well, I like what Brian Garnett did there, too. A quick decision. He didn't waste any time. He didn't have time to waste. So many times when our post players get open, we him and haw around and try and decide and don't throw it in there. Well, he just got it and threw it, and that was the only way Victor was going to get that ball.
Victor with 11 and 7 in the ball game. Free throw on the way. Oh, I missed it. Off the floor, Biefeld the rebound.
Well, that hurt.
He's getting too many chances and not taking advantage. It could proved to be very costly.
They
throw shooting tonight's been abysmal.
I'm sure they're going to look for Biefeld here again.
No doubt.
They'd like to get
4 corners here now.
Yep, one more to feel a little more comfortable. Well, that'd been, if we could have cut that down to 6 right there, that'd
huge.
Have been sweet.
Penetration feed to Freeman. Good on the right block. Had to overcommit on the defense, and they ran that play to perfection. Freeman the basket, his first hoop of the game, and it's huge. 44-34 Notre Dame. Up top, Garnett with the ball, hands off Davis. He's going to shoot a 3 on the way, missed it. Rebound, chased down by McElmurray.
Good job.
He's trapped by Less, and are they going to get a timeout? They do. Mike Reynolds able to get the timeout. McElmurray, good hustle by him to corral the basketball. I want to thank the folks at Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan. We are driving one of their last 2 2008 Altimas, power moonroof, push button start, power seat, CD player, and a lot more of those amenities. We are the only ones to have put any miles on the car, right around 200 on it now. List for $24,343. Through the end of the month, you can buy it for $29.90. That's $20,990. It gets over 30 miles a gallon and a 5-year, 60,000-mile factory warranty. This one's tan metallic. It's beautiful. Another one just like it, at only silver. The last 2 at this price, Galesburg Lincoln Mercury Nissan 15, 2009. Altima's in stock and ready for delivery. nice vehicle, and enjoyed riding in it. We've had it a couple times now.
I'd say the only problem it had, it tends to get a little lost in Peoria trying to find its way to Notre Dame High School. We're going to have to talk with Jeff Klink about that. Sure didn't have anything to do with the driver, I'm confident.
Or my faulty directions. So much for depending on cell phones and gadgets. I had the wrong darn street.
Yeah, we definitely took the circuitous route to get here, but we got here.
44-34, 5:16 to play. Ryan McElmurray giving all the guys on the floor five. Victor Davis, Chad Thompson, Brian Garnett, and Dalton Davis, who's throwing it in. He does so to Thompson, covered up quickly by Smith on the wing. Inside Davis, little baby hook.
Yes.
Free throw line area,
sweet.
And he made it. Tough shot, Victor Davis. He is trying to put this team on his back. 44-36, Notre Dame. 5 minutes to play. Left wing, Rochnick with it. Rochnick, that is. Guarded by Victor Davis. And then back and it out a little bit. Smith, he's a slasher. Crosses over against Dalton Davis. Freeman, he was in the wrong place, wrong time to catch the ball. Baseline jumper, Smith on the way. Missed it. Nobody there to rebound, though. Nobody blocked out. Smith got the board. That one is on Davis. And inside, Smith, another basket. He got the rebound. And he was the beneficiary of a nice feed inside, 46-36.
Played defense, but we gave up the clear weak side board, and you deserve to have that happen when nobody takes a rebound that should clearly be ours.
McElmurray, left wing, puts it on the floor as he's having trouble getting rid of the ball. Bad pass inside to Victor Davis. He lost it, threw it at his feet. Sophomore mistake, and Notre Dame picks it up. Mike Reynolds looks up. He's frustrated, no doubt about it. 46-36, Notre Dame with the ball. The lead, and working this clock a little bit. 4:05 to play. Dribbling through traffic, and could not get through the gauntlet is Rochnick. McElmurray to the basket. Shot good, and a foul. McElmurray, tough shot, and the foul called. To the line he goes. He's played some nice basketball tonight. Very exciting.
Well, Silver Streaks won't go away. Just about the time Notre Dame had the ball, had it spread with a 10-point lead. We get the nice pick, and McElmurray a great finish and a free throw.
Made it. McElmurray in the ball game. He's got six. Bryant picked up the foul. Or rather, it was Les who picked up the foul. His third of the ball game. 46-39. Notre Dame.
Coach Eddie Matthews wasn't very happy with his guard who got that picked away from him. He got him out of there in a hurry.
He sure did.
Had a little talk.
So they're going to spread it out now. Four corners up top. Rochnick with it. 3:37. To go and counting. They're in no hurry, and a reach-in foul called. Gillsburg still a couple of fouls to give, and Dalton Davis gets one of them right there. Just his second of the game, number five on the Silver Streaks. Any foul committed by Notre Dame, Gillsburg shoots two. They're in the double bonus.
You got some fouls to give. You know, use them well here, though. You know, go for a steal or something. Don't just go up there and hack somebody just so you can pile up the fouls. Still 3.5 minutes to play.
Who's guarding? They got to make a switch here because Victor Davis is the guy guarding the short guard, Gilfillan. That's a weird matchup there. And Victor's going to have to really come out and pressure him.
Well,
McElmurray's guarding,
yeah.
You know, the much taller Les. Maybe you switch that. Libby had been guarding Les much of the ball game. Inside, Smith to the basket. He's got another one.
Oh, man.
He has been a killer, slashing to the basket. 15 points all in the second half.
And a foul call, apparently.
Oh, brother. He has been a killer.
Well, or did Brian Garnett step on the line trying to inbound?
No, it's a foul on Garnett after the shot. Now he's pushing inside with BFL. Mike Reynolds screaming at him. The official's a little late to step in there.
Yeah, Smith stuck an elbow in Garnett's face.
Who's the T on? You're right. Garnett had no choice but to retaliate. He's showing his eye that he got elbowed. Mike Reynolds saying he got elbowed in the eye as well.
Yeah, he did.
You call a double technical if that's the case, but the guy who threw the elbow is the guy who should be teed up right now. Mike Reynolds is furious, and I don't blame him.
And Reynolds, in fact, giving a demonstration of exactly what happened there.
Look at his eye. You can see an elbow was thrown.
He'll confer with the other officials who you got to think somebody would have seen it there.
Now what are we?
I mean, we all saw it sitting down here.
Mike Reynolds now going to go sit down. Now they're going to converse here. The officials guard it no matter what happens. Got his fourth foul after the shot was made. 48-39, Notre Dame. Now, is it a matter of a double technical here? Because a T was whistled. Going to see Weaver come back to the ballgame for Garnett. Garnett looking over at the guy.
So the Streaks gave up the basket. Then the foul was called on Garnett. So they got the ball back. So that goes as a turnover against Galesburg.
Yep. And six fouls now on the Streaks.
And then we're waiting to see
who's the tee on? And well, it looks like Notre Dame's going to get a clean break here. Or are they? They're walking the other way. Barnett pointing to his elbow, saying he got elbowed in the eye. And yeah, they're going to give the tee on Galesburg. Unbelievable.
Well, Mike Reynolds still making his case down there, but I don't
understand.
Think he's going to win this argument.
They said it's on the coach, and he didn't do anything to deserve a tee either. Unbelievable. The officiating had been very good up until this point. Now they let it get out of hand. They were slow to get over there as Garnett and I think it was Biefeldt were about to go to blows. So they send Rochford to the line. He's not scored in the ball game. So apparently he's shooting the free throw here. 9-point Notre Dame lead. Missed the free throw. That's some justice at least. He's going to get another one. Hope he misses again. Mike Reynolds still trying to get a grip on what is the decision. The official explains that he doesn't like it. I don't blame him a bit. Rochford made the second free throw. They're back up by 10.
He used all of the rim to get that one down, but clanged around and finally fell home. And now the Irish already with 3 points on this trip, and they'll get the basketball back. And this has been momentum we might have had towards a comeback, and now we're going to make it a longer stoppage of play with a timeout.
And Mike Reynolds still giving it to the official, and I just don't blame him. And they said technical on the coach, I thought they said. And he's trying to adhere to, you know, what the officials tell elbow.
But the one thing is, he can argue all he wants, but the officials didn't see it.
Yep.
You know, he can't.
He can't turn around and go, okay.
Right, yeah, okay, we believe you. You want to see Eddie Matthews have a cow.
Yeah, well, you got three guys on the floor. Someone's got to see it. They didn't do their job.
Yeah.
They blew one. No,
yeah, I don't. I just don't understand how you could have three guys out there.
Nobody saw it.
It just happened right in the free throw areas, as plain as day, as they lined up to try and run the inbounds play. And it happened twice.
Yeah. So it's a 49-39 Notre Dame lead. 3 minutes, 10 seconds to go in the game. All bonus free throw shooting there on out. Notre Dame obviously poised to try and work this clock as they've scored 3 points on this trip. A chance to add to it. Chad Thompson, Dalton Davis, Victor Davis, Caleb Weaver, and Ryan McElmurray. A spark plug in the ballgame on the floor. McElmurray with 6 points all in the fourth quarter. But Justin Smith has been a killer for Notre Dame. 15 points, 11 in the third quarter. And, of course, Biefeldt's been a ton. 10 of a second half, 18 of a game. Their two guys have really been a force. Two guards up top will play catch. Chad Thompson on the basketball. Rocknitz with it. Hands it off over to the other guard. He and Gilfillan out top. Gilfillan with it now way out on the right side. 2:48 to go in the ball game. And Galesburg, only thing they can do other than try and get a steal, they got to start trapping and double-teaming, or you're going to have to start committing some fouls. And Davis chasing down Gilfillan, looking to foul him. I think he's going to get one here. He does. He reaches into the 2:35 mark. He's going to send the sophomore to the free throw line for 1-1.
Tanner Libby will check back in. Chad Thompson will have a seat.
Gilfillan has not scored in the game. First free throw attempt coming up. They were 1 of 1 in the third quarter, just one free throw. They are 1 of 2 in the fourth. Shot 6 of 10 in the first half. So free throw shooting, don't send your kids to learn free throws at this venue. Free throw missed. So it works out well. Victor Davis the rebound. Galesburg desperately needing a basket now. 2.5 minutes to go, down 10. Left wing with it. Weaver inside. Davis puts it on the floor, and he is fouled on the floor. He's going to go to the line to shoot two. He's been very effective at the stripe.
You know, that's a good foul for the Irish, because that's going to be 2 points for Davis. He had mismatches down there, and I don't think the big boy was – Biefeldt wasn't in the neighborhood that time.
No, not even close. Foul was called on Gilfillan. Victor at the line. Free throw good. Foul. 14 of the game for Victor Davis. Going for number 15. In and out it goes. Rebound Victor Davis. Back up against Biefeldt. Slapped the ball away. Another block. Oh, 5 blocks for him in the ball game, and the rebound off the floor. He's close to a double-double. And they'll work some clock again, leading 49-40. So we think. 2:05 to play. Rochford with it up top. Here comes the trap. He'll skip it across to Gilfillan. Gilfillan out on the left side. Puts the ball on the floor. Bounce pass on the left wing. And a reach and foul on Libby. I don't think that's the guy you wanted to foul on, Tyler Less. I know time's kind of at a premium, but you might want to pick someone else.
Yeah, I think somebody from the Streaks coaching staff stomped the floor over there. That was pretty clear that that wasn't the foul that they wanted right there.
Got the one-and-one miss the first time. Let's see if they can get it out of Less. Free throw on the way. No way. Good. Just a perfect shot. 50-40. Less going for his second free throw. He missed it. Split the two free throws. And the rebound to Victor Davis. Number 9 in the game for him. Galesburg trying to get a shot up quickly. Trailing 50-40. 1:45 to go. McElmurray, top of the key, looks to his bench. Gets the play from Mike Reynolds. Hand to the head. Free throw area and off the ball, a foul. Tyler Less puts his hand on his head. He can't believe the call. I'm going to guess it's on him. Off the ball.
Yeah, he was trying to handle Victor down there.
It is Less, his fourth. McElmurray to the line where he's 2 of 3. Two shots coming up, a chance to get it to within 8. 50-40, 1:41 to play. McElmurray free throw, he missed it.
Silver Streaks had hit 5 of their last 6 from the line, but that miss, painful. Every point you miss at this point makes it pretty tough to come back against an Irish team that takes good care of the basketball.
Second one by McElmurray is good. 7 points all in the fourth quarter for him. 50-41. And wide open. BFL just took it to the goal and got his 20th point out of the deal. Hardly any resistance. Obviously some overplay, and he was able to get it backdoor. Underneath, backdoor cut, bad pass. McElmurray can't hang on. Two Streaks turn it over. Looking more like a Notre Dame win here. 52-41, and they'll run some clock. 1:15 to go in the game. Libby fouls Less, sends him back to the free throw line. Libby's third foul.
And Mike Reynolds over there with his hands on his head like, what am I teaching you guys? Yeah, make a foul, but don't foul Less. Wait for somebody else to get it, and that's twice in a row now we've gone there and hacked him.
Less at the line has 7 in the ball game. Free throw on the way. He got it. Spun all over and down it went. Notre Dame a 53-41 lead. Notre Dame sophomores won convincingly 63-41 over Galesburg. Freeman back in. Out goes Smith. He's been the difference in the game, no doubt about it. Expected a big game out of BFL. Smith, a ton. 15 in the game. Second free throw, good by Less. And Notre Dame up 54-41. 1:10 to play. McElmurray guarded by Less. Gives it to Brandon Thompson. He's cut off. Fadeaway jumper, free throw line area. Missed the shot. Rebound taken by Dalton Davis. He goes up for the shot. Down he goes. Dalton Davis. 1 minute to play. Has 5 points of the game. 54-43. 52 seconds to go. Trapped up top. And Eddie Matthews wants a timeout. We'll go ahead and take the break as well. With 51 seconds to go. Notre Dame 54. Galesburg 43. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Results speak for themselves. The legal team of Goldfine and Bowles has successfully represented personal injury victims in Central Illinois for over 40 years. In the last 3 years, they've recovered over $42 million for their injured clients. 138 years of combined legal experience makes the difference. If you've been hurt in an accident or at work, get the best representation available. Trust the knowledge and absolute proven results of Goldfine and Bowles. Goldfine and Bowles, experience that wins.
Are you sure it's okay to bring this grill up to the stands?
Relax. Have another shish kebab.
It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Will you scoot over? I can't reach the fondue.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Tune in for spring training baseball as the Redbirds take on the Washington Nationals. Coverage begins Saturday morning at 11:45.
It's Cardinals baseball on WGIL.
Florida. We'll get a warm day here, 50 degrees. Got up over, 40, 45 today. Galesburg right now on defense and staring at a loss. Down 44-40, 54-43 with 45 seconds to go. And Notre Dame playing keep away, trying to avoid fouling Less. Download BFL, wide open, takes it to the glass, made it, foul.
Basket by 44,
Be a foul has been as good as advertised, maybe a little bit better.
Yep.
14 in the second half, has 22 in the ball game. Tanner Libby picks up the foul. His fourth of the ball game, and this one's over. 56-43, Notre Dame. Biefeld has made 4 of 6 from the line. Just a sophomore, wow. Nice touch from the line. He missed the free throw. And the rebound, fought for. Freeman got it. I think Libby just fouled out of the game.
Yeah, he picked up three in a hurry here in the last couple of minutes.
So out he goes. Libby fouls out with 3 points.
Streaks will empty the bench now with 36 seconds left. Five new on a line change.
Let's see. Bailey Ricketts come into the basketball game for the Streaks. Also down there, Bo Merritt, Calvin Mosley, Garrett Williams, and Blair Haynes. Sanderson back in for Notre Dame as they'll go with some changes. Only one guy really hasn't seen any time on the floor now. Ryan Jones. Freeman at the free throw line to shoot a pair.
We think Notre Dame's regional isn't tough. They've got to play a play-in game.
Yeah, no kidding.
This doesn't look like a team that's in a play-in game.
No. So Freeman to the line to shoot two. First free throw on the way. Missed it. And he's got another one coming up.
Number 12, Justin Phillips.
Those games that the last 3 minutes have taken longer than the entire half had up until that point.
Freeman's second free throw. Down it goes. He's got three in the ball game. 56, make it 57-43. Notre Dame, 30 seconds to play. Mosley with it, out on the wing, tried to get it into Haynes, stolen away by Sanderson, turnover on the Streaks. It's number 15 in the ball game. 22 seconds to play, no need to foul. Getting it up, Kilpatrick had some trouble, and then they foul. Why you foul with 17 seconds, down by 14. I know you're trying to play hard and trap, but the game's over. So it sends...
Yep. When you're
Garrett Williams committed the foul, and it sends Bryant to the free throw line. Gonna make the score look a little worse than it really is.
Yeah. When you're down 6 or 8, you foul. When you're down 14 with 17 seconds left, you call the dogs off.
Free throw missed by Bryant. Bryant. So 1 for 3 at the line, has 3 points in the game. Certainly a defensive player. And you're right. Very enthusiastic. Loves the game. He shed the headband. Had the headband going earlier. It's gone. Something was different about it.
Maybe once they get it put in the bag, that's his war band.
I guess, yeah.
Once the battle's over, he takes it off.
Well, like Samson with the hair. Missed the free throw. So it was 16 seconds to go in a 15-point Notre Dame lead. Galesburg with the basketball. Bailey Ricketts taking it and travels. As he goes to the basket, another turnover on the streak. 16 of the game. That's their season average.
Oh, officials, put your whistles away, guys.
11 seconds to go. Spinning across, Kilpatrick, Mosley a little close, 4 seconds to go, lobs it over on the baseline, Jones drives to the hoop, he missed the layup, and that's the ball game. Galesburg, a good fight, but not enough tonight on the offensive end, and too much, Max Biefeld and Justin Smith. Notre Dame, 58, Galesburg, 43, back with the post game in just a moment. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball is brought to you by Pratty Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg for all of your insurance needs. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Galesburg Orthopedic Services, with offices in Galesburg, Aledo, Geneseo, Monmouth, and Macomb. Go to gosortho.com. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Thorne's Pets and Supplies on North Seminary Street. Building a better bond between you and your pet. By Midwest Regional Home Care on the corner of Fremont and North Seminary. Bringing healthcare home to you. By Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. By Hungry Hobo of North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. The station Galesburg tunes to for news, talk, and Silver Streaks boys basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Bill Butts Law Offices has the experience and education to concentrate on elder law issues. Bill Butts has completed elder law short courses in Oak Brook, Northbrook, and Springfield, Illinois. Bill Butts has completed a multidisciplinary certificate program in geriatrics and a program in long-term care from the University of Illinois College of Medicine. When addressing issues with an elderly loved one, talk to someone who has both professionally and personally been there for 30 years. Bill Butts Law Office, 119 South Cherry Street in the Berg.
Green is in. Many of us are eco-friendly by driving hybrid cars, recycling, and even growing our own vegetables. Craddy Insurance, your professional Pekin Insurance agency in Galesburg, can help you put more green back in your pocket. Ask them the details of money-saving auto home discount. If your auto and home are both insured with Pekin Insurance, you can save insurance dollars on your premiums. Call Craddy Insurance today about how your wallet can look more green with an auto home discount from Pekin Insurance.
Take a look at the official WGIL forecast tonight. Cloudy, low around 30. Tomorrow, also cloudy, high 50. And tomorrow night, cloudy, chance of rain after midnight at low around 35. Thursday, chance of rain, high 45. Thursday night, colder, rain or snow likely. Then a chance of snow for the overnight, low around 24. Friday through Saturday night, cloudy, high 32, low around 17. Sunday through Monday, partly cloudy, high 35, low around 20. Currently, it is 40 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Live coverage of Galesburg boys basketball continues with final stats, a conversation with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds, and the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time player of the game. It's the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Good effort tonight by the Silver Streaks, but just outmanned, no doubt about it. Two real good players essentially did Galesburg, and they did the damage. Justin Smith, a junior forward for Peoria Notre Dame, and their sophomore sensational 6'6" senior, Max Biefeldt. What an outstanding ball game for him. He has 22 points, 4 blocks, and 9 rebounds. And Smith, 11 of his 15 points in the third quarter, in which Notre Dame, leading by 3 at the half, outscored Galesburg 19-11. They outscored the Streaks 18-14 in the fourth quarter and walk away with a 58-43 win. The postgame numbers brought to you by Thorin's Pets and Supplies. Building a better bond between you and your pet.
Well, Silver Streaks end up 15 out of 39 from the field. Real struggle in the third quarter. They hit just 3 out of 12 when the game was getting away from them. Peoria Notre Dame, on the other hand, blistered at 9 of 13 in the third quarter. Biefeldt even came out high and hit a couple of shots there that impressed us. They were 6 of 11 in the fourth, so Notre Dame shoots a little over 50% at 22 out of 43 on the night and outshot us at the free throw line as well. Rebounding edge to the Silver Streaks, I've got it 29 to 25 in the final tally. Galesburg with 17 turnovers in this one to 11 for Notre Dame. So pretty even ball game outside of that third quarter. Was clearly the difference, getting outscored 19-11. Seemed like more than that.
Yeah, it really did. It was such a stretch there, a big run. When you look at it, 25-23, Galesburg kind of rolling along, and some missed free throws really killed the momentum along the way. Notre Dame, next thing you know, they're up by 10 at 33-23. When it was all said and done, a 15-2 run. They're up 40-25. That was it. It led 40-29 after three, and then again a four-point margin in the fourth quarter to pick up the 58-43 win and get their 15th win of the season. So not too shabby in the last 3 years, a 20-win season, 19-win season, and now going into the postseason with 15 wins, and they're very solid. They have the slashing scorer type of Justin Smith. They've got the big man who could step out and shoot it, and also with all the moves inside, just a sophomore in Biefeldt. Tyler Less, the shooting guard, and then the point guard, Charlie Bryant. That is a very, very balanced basketball team.
Yep. They will probably lose at some point on the tournament trail, but somebody's going to have to play pretty good basketball to knock them off.
It was Biefeldt who led the way, 22 points, 15 points for Justin Smith. Tyler Less with 9, 4 points apiece for Charlie Bryant and John Sanderson. Sanderson, the senior, getting the start tonight. 3 points for Marcus Freeman and a free throw. That's all they needed out of Nick Rochford. He's the point guard, the leader, and doesn't do a lot of scoring, but very good defensively. A nice job handling the basketball for the most part. And that's how Peoria Notre Dame scoring went. They finished 13 out of 23 from the free throw line this evening. 7 of 13 of the second half after a 6 of 10 first half, and made just 1-3. They didn't need any more. Galesburg won in double figures. Victor Davis, he was the threat after a bucket in the first quarter. Got in foul trouble early in the second quarter. Nice third quarter. He put it together, made 5 of 5 from the line. At 9 of the third quarter, he winds up with 14 points and 9 rebounds. Just another night at the office for him, and you know much more is coming from him. Very impressed with the effort tonight of Ryan McElmurray off the bench. Did a nice job handling the basketball. Put up 7 points, a season high for him in the fourth quarter alone. 5 for Dalton Davis, so his scoring struggles continue. 4 points for Caleb Weaver, ditto for Weaver. 3 for Tanner Libby, 2 for Brian Garnett. 5 points for Chad Thompson, all coming in the first half. Brandon Thompson, not in the coach's favor. It was obvious in the third quarter. He came out of the game, got a short spell in the fourth quarter, but defensively, I don't think he did what the coach was looking for. Held to a 3 in the first quarter. That was it for him, and that's how the scoring went out.
Yeah, he had the first bucket of the game for us.
And, that was it.
You know, I've seen it happen before, but I think he took one other shot, and after that, not a big night, as you said, for Brandon, who's had some big nights of late, but not this one, and really not an overly big night for anybody, although I thought the team did compete real well, up against, as you said, a more manpower superior team. And boy, we're going to have BFL to deal with for a couple of more years here,
the
sophomore.
That's the problem.
By the time he's a senior, oh my goodness, I don't know how much better he can get. If he grows another couple of inches, that's going to be even, you know. And the thing is, he's 6'6". You play other guys that are 6'6", but he's just got that sense, the shot blocking ability. He doesn't go up and get faked out very often.
No.
He just waits for you to put up your shot, and then he stuffs it. He stuffed Victor 2 or 3 times tonight. We don't see that happen very often.
Not at all. Long arms. He doesn't get, you're right, doesn't leave his feet. And what amazing hands. Able to catch the ball under the basket, then come out about 17 feet out and stick one from the top of the key area inside the free throw line. He's got the complete package. Coach Mike Reynolds making his way over to Jim Lee, and we turn things over to Jim and the coach.
All right, well, Coach, you guys, really nice first half. Right in the ball game at that point, you had done everything defensively, I thought, well, to keep these guys under control. But then in that third quarter, they got loose, and a guy that, you know, you didn't think about maybe so much, Justin Smith, ends up with 15 on the game, and it seemed like he was pretty much a key player.
Well, I think you have to pick your poison there. You know, you can either have Less or BFL, you know, shoot wide open, or you're going to have somebody else, and we chose to have somebody else, and credit him, he made it.
BFL obviously was as good as advertised. A sophomore, big and strong, good timing, blocked even Victor a couple of times, and his defense impressed me as much as his offense did. What'd you think?
Well, we knew coming in that he blocked a lot of shots, you know, and he does it semi-clean. So, I've coached big guys enough to know if they can just get semi-clean, they're going to get a lot of calls, and he does it often. And I think he's obviously, you can see why he's getting recruited. He's a heck of a player.
Is he one of the best you've seen as a sophomore right now?
Yeah, you know, I mean, he's 6'6", so obviously, you know, going to a higher level, he's got to get, you know, a little more athleticism and things. But, you know, just from fundamental standpoint and some things, he's a heck of a player.
Less stayed in double or in single figures tonight, especially in the first half. We thought you frustrated him well. They were trying to run him around there off some screens and get him open, especially at the end of the first half. You wouldn't let it happen, so I think you'd have to be pretty pleased with that.
Well, I think defensively we did a nice job. You know, I think we obviously have to cut our turnovers down, and when we have opportunities to make free throws, we got to make them. And, you know, we had a run there going. I think we got it to 6, and then we missed a layup and 3 free throws in a row, and you can't beat good teams doing that. Maybe people think I'm crazy, but I think that's the best team we played all year. And they've got a lot of weapons, and they're so smart defensively, and they put enough pressure on you that you can see why they've beaten a lot of good teams. And I wouldn't be surprised if they're in the sectional or sectional final in a couple of weeks.
Well, and their defense really made life tough on Dalton Davis, who we really need to score, and he got a few tonight. But by and large, they really just made it tough for him to even distribute the ball, much less be able to score.
Well, they bodied up on him, and you know, that's something that as a young guy sometimes frustrates you, and you got to get a little used to that. And guys don't do that as much in our league anymore. So he's found it a few times, but I think, you know, he'll shake loose. He's had, you know, maybe two of his not of impressive games here in a row, but, you know, we like his leadership and his tenacity, and I think he'll bounce back Friday.
Speaking of Friday, you got probably a whole different type of ball game. This is a bump and grind game with a good team with a big man, Quincy, of course, in their change in style, going to be flying up and down the court. So I guess quite an adjustment here in a couple of days.
Well, it is, but I think, you know, we've played against Quincy's players enough, and we have enough tape on them, and we played them before. I think we'll be ready for that style, and you know, our guys are a little frustrated because we let one get away at Quincy, and we had a frustrating end to this game. We thought we had them right where we wanted them there for a while, and couldn't finish the door.
All right, Mike, thanks a lot. Take care.
Thanks.
That's head coach Mike Reynolds, Silver Streak, San Peoria, Notre Dame. Good basketball team. They fall tonight 58-43. Senior night coming up Friday, a Quincy game that's a much-anticipated game, a Western Big Six finale for both teams. Quincy coming off a 63-61 loss against United Township, team that had been struggling, so they'll try to right the ship, and they'll come in pretty confident after coming back from a 21-point deficit, beating Galesburg at Quincy, and doing so rather convincingly. After they looked awful in the first half and came back and came to life in the second half in that game. So another game to go here in this week before we wrap up the regular season and start the regional at home against the Geneseo team, another team Galesburg's looking for some revenge against. We'll come back, name the Dave Zonabody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Again, Notre Dame beats Galesburg on their home floor on senior night, 58-43. This is Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Grandpa, according to this book of magic spells, one can bring luck to a basketball team by establishing a ritual. Examples include repeating an activity before and after a sports game.
Like eating a Hungry Hobo sandwich?
Do you think that will work?
There's only one way to find out. Besides, basketball makes me hungry, and we know it will taste good.
Before or after the big game, for good luck or just for good food, head to Hungry Hobo in Galesburg for fresh sandwiches, soups, nachos, and baked potatoes.
You've earned a trip to the Hungry Hobo on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Prices are up. The cost of running your business is up. Everything's up, except your marketing budget. So what's a small business to do? Email marketing to your current customers with ConstantContact.com. With Constant Contact, you get professional-looking email newsletters that keep your customers coming back. Plus, there's a free 60-day trial with plans as low as $15 a month. So even if the economy's down, your sales don't have to be. Put your marketing on the upswing with ConstantContact.com.
Genuine Ford and Lincoln Mercury Parts and Service presents a word from the hood of your car.
Hey, don't worry about your engine, because I got it covered.
Yeah, well, you are the hood, but I'm still going to my Ford dealer.
All right, road trip!
Yeah, the Works Fuel Saver package is only $29.95 or less after a mail-in rebate.
Peanuts!
Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection.
I can't beat that. Although, I do know a guy.
No, thanks.
Taxes, diesel, and disposal fee extras. See your participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership for $10 rebate details through 33109.
During the radio auction bid on item number 402, up to 4 hours in the High Ropes course at WIU Hornfield campus.
The bidding begins at 7 a.m. March 21st on WGIL.
Streaks fall at Peoria Notre Dame, 58-43. Mike Reynolds said maybe people think he's crazy that that was the best team Galesburg's played all season. I don't think he's crazy. I think that was I think we spelled it out pretty well in terms of how dangerous that team is and the many, many, many things they can do, and it would not surprise me at all to see them win that very good regional they're in and advance to the sectionals. Not at all.
Yeah, they're I don't know. Manuel's pretty doggone good.
Of course, that's a whole other A ball. So they're gonna.
That's true. They won't see them again.
You know.
But yeah, that, like I said, this Irish team will probably, you know, lose at some point. But it's not gonna. They're not gonna get blown out. I don't think by anybody. Somebody comes and blows them out. That I'm gonna really be impressed.
Yeah. I'll be on their bandwagon, no doubt about it. Dave Zonabody, Crunch Time Player of the Game. Of course, another good, solid game for Victor Davis. Really, the strong offensive performances, we certainly look at other aspects of the game. But I thought Ryan McElmurray, a guy I mentioned a couple times, came and did a solid job. Something was going on with Brandon Thompson in terms of why he wasn't in the game for an extended period of time. Defensively, not a solid effort tonight as much as perhaps Coach Mike Reynolds would have liked. I thought McElmurray came in, did a nice job handling the ball, took it to the basket, wasn't intimidated by the big guy.
Yeah, no question. And like we said, both he and Brandon Thompson, when they came in, and I guess it's to be expected, and got some time early in the season, they both looked a little timid, looked a little tentative, actually looked a little weak. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, they are just sophomores, and now both of them come in with a lot more confidence. And, while maybe Brandon got a little message sent tonight on something or other, still you're going to see him get a lot of playing time and probably be starting again Friday night. But, Ryan McElmurray, just very aggressive. He keeps his head up all the time. I love that.
I mean, too.
He really forces the issue. I've enjoyed watching him develop here this year as a guard.
He's really come on the last five, six games, getting some playing time with the loss of a player. And it's great competition in the backcourt for some guard time. And that's always a good thing when minutes should be a premium and you got to earn them. He did that tonight. He came out and did a nice job with 7 points all in the fourth quarter. Ryan McElmurray, the Dave's Autobody Crunch Time Player of the Game. Gaylesburg falls by 15, 58-43 at Notre Dame. Our final break. We'll come back and wrap it up from here in a moment. This is Streaks postseason post-show.
That's next week.
Yeah, that's next week. Summer Streaks boys basketball on WGIL.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do. You call, who can you trust to make your car look like new? Where there's only one name you need to know, there's only one place to go.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Casey's Party Creations at 220 East Main Street in downtown Galesburg, by Glenn's Radiator and Auto Service on Monmouth Boulevard in Galesburg, by Howe Overhead Door in Knoxville, and by James Norton Allstate on North Henderson Street in Galesburg. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Carl Sandburg women's basketball team plays Elgin Community College Thursday night at 5:30. I'm Jim Wyman. Join me for the pregame show at 5:10 here on WGIL.
A lot of hoops this week. Got that game coming up. Sandburg taking on as Jim Wyman will be there for the call. And Eric Gibson, Elgin Community College. Sandburg, the number one seed in the region that they're in the Region 4 postseason tournament. Trying to go back to the national tournament yet again. They'll have some stiff competition along the way if they can win that ball game at home off to Triton College in River Grove. They've been there and played on that floor many times. And then Galesburg Senior Night, Friday night. Hope you can come out. Have a nice send-off for these seniors, although they will be playing on the home floor again in the postseason against Geneseo, but a big game against Quincy. It'll be very interesting. It's a team that's completely changed their style of play, and Galesburg won't be surprised, let's put it that way, when Quincy comes to town, and it's certainly a winnable game. And it's been a while since Galesburg's basketball team has won a dozen ball games, won 11 back-to-back years, the 2006-07 season, the last time they won 11. See if they can get number 12 before the postseason starts, get some confidence built up as they head into that game against Geneseo on the 4th of March. That's all we have from here, 58-43. Strange on a Tuesday night. So we tell you, we'll be back, three nights from now, and we're going to make way for the president. His speech coming up shortly. For Chaz and for Jim Lee here at Peoria Notre Dame, we say goodnight. I'm Mike Perry.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.